bald.
I know, I just wish I looked as good as I did in high school. I had so much hair, I was so hot. Oh, the things I'd do to my high school self. I mean, I wouldn't do anything with my high school self, because he's in high school, and that would be illegal and chronologically impossible. But if I was back in high school with me when I was in high school, I would probably still bang my sex ed teacher, Miss Thickums. She was in the last video. You should check that out. And the new gaming channel, we're doing that now. Anyway, I want hair.
Well, why don't you just do a hair transplant?
Well, I would have to do it myself because I'm the only doctor in town, so I'd have to do it like I did my own vasectomy. And let me tell you, it is a bit of a mess down there. Whenever I pee, my balls fill up like water balloons.
That's not normal.
No, it's not. I really gotta get back in there and figure that out.
Well, why don't you just go to a makeover person and get a makeover?
Oh, I don't know any makeoverologists, do you?
Well, Chef Peepy has a gay cousin.
Ooh, did you say gay and cousin? And Chef Peepee? And has?
Yeah, I can go ask Chef Peepee if his cousin will give you a makeover.
Okay, do it!
Alright.
Ooh, whoopin' up the grits! Whoopin' up the grits! Whoopin' up the grits!
Hey, Chef Peepee.
Oh, what's up, Marvin? You want some instant grits? I made them from scratch!
No, I don't really want grits, and I don't think that's how you make them.
I know how to make grits! I'm making them from scratch! This is exactly how you make it in a pan! Look, I feel like a southern black lady in the kitchen. Go and get you some grits! Go get you that bowl over there and get some grits! I know you look as skinny as hell!
No, I don't want any grits. Listen, don't you have a gay cousin who's like a hairstylist?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Gay Tony.
Gay Tony?
Yeah, that's his name. He's gay and his name is Tony. He told us to call him that.
Well, can you call him over? Because I have a friend that wants a complete makeover.
Oh, yeah, he would love to give your friend a makeover. Shit, I need a makeover myself. I'm looking dingy as hell. Look at my outfit. Goddamn.
Well, why don't you just call Gay Tony over because we really need him?
Yeah, I'll call him over, but I'm gonna warn you. Stay 5 steps away from him. He likes to kiss all over you.
All right, hold still.
All right, Chef Peepee called his cousin and he's on his way over.
Look, Marvin, I'm fixing it.
Is she Marvin or is she lying?
It doesn't look good at all.
Oh, you bitch. Oh, why I oughta.
Okay, hold on. Listen, the hairstylist is on his way.
Makeoverologist?
Yeah, that must be him. You just stay right here. Hello.
Oh, my God! You must be Marvin!
You must be Gay Tony.
Oh, what gave it away?
My appetite for penis? Excuse me, my bad. Had a cough in my throat. You little silly goose, man. You look so handsome. Cute. Oh, give me a kiss. We just met.
Wait, I don't want to give you a kiss. Listen, I need you here for a makeover for my friend.
Oh, I can't wait to do that makeover. I love doing makeovers. Oh,
I wish you were the makeover, though.
I'm not. But he's upstairs. Come on.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Gay Tony's here.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to meet all of you.
Oh, I love your necklace.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Slay queen.
Yo, Austin.
Yay. Girl, let me tell you about today. The hottest guy walked into my salon. I'm talking about a dreamboat, a real man. And he needed to use the bathroom. And I'm like, sir, the bathroom is open for business. Piss on my face already.
He just kissed me.
I love that for you.
I love it for me, too. Now, where is that makeover?
He's right there.
Oh, my God. Is that Dr. House? Oh, my God. He's a real doctor, right?
I am a doctor, yeah.
Moneybags! I can't wait till after this makeover. I might have to do him.
No, thank you. I'm good. My hair's just a little patchy.
Ooh, I love me a redhead. There's something fiery about them. Ugh, lights a fire under my bottom, like my herpes. Oh, I just recently had an outbreak.
He kissed me on my mouth.
Oh, kisses for everybody.
No, I'm good.
Okay. What do we need for this, this do-over?
So he needs his hair fixed, his eyes fixed.
You know what I need? I need a gay montage to think this over. Come on, let's get it started!
A gay montage?
I'm so tall. Look at my legs, Marvin.
Oh, my nuts.
I'm back.
Oh, my God. You have a little boo-boo. Let me kiss it.
No. It's okay.
Oh, fine.
Thanks for the legs, man.
Yeah, no problem. I gave you 2 new legs, and I can't wait to see that third one.
Yeah, I do wish you would have helped me out more in that department, and I still have to fix the vasectomy situation. But hey, look at my mustache, Marvin. It's so fuzzy like a caterpillar. And look at my hair. Go ahead and touch it. I know you want to.
It feels like a giraffe.
Okay, well, you don't know your animals, but thank you.
Yep, no patches!
Marvin, he's so hot!
What? You think he's hot?
Yeah, look how tall he is!
Yeah, look how tall I am, Marvin. Hey, how's the ground down there? That's what tall people say.
We're both standing on the same ground.
Yeah, but I'm further away from it, so I don't know what my next step's gonna be like, so I need you tiny people to tell me.
We're standing on my couch.
Yeah, that's kinda weird, now that you mention it. I mean, how big is this couch? I mean, if this were to scale, this couch would be fucking massive. Really, your whole house would be. How high are your ceilings? That's weird. Anyway, back to Puppet Land.
Can you make me as hot as him?
No, I'm busy. Oh, I got a grinder appointment with Enrique, my spicy little chorizo. But, how are you gonna pay me?
With money?
Oh, fine. Venmo me then.
He didn't give me his Venmo. That's okay. I'm sure he'll remember. Anyway, I'm off to the strip club.
Wait, you finally look really good and you're going to the strip club?
Well, yeah. When you look this good, you don't have to pay to impress women.
Well, then why would you go to a strip club? Those women only want money.
Well, they're gonna want me because I'm so handsome.
But I don't understand why you'd go
there. Just let me hop away!
Why are you hopping?
I haven't had legs in years. I want to hop.
Your tip.
Move aside, big spender. I'm tall and handsome.
Oh my god, yes you are.
What's your name, miss?
My name's Stardust.
Nice to meet you, Stardust. You are very attractive. I would like to have intercourse with you. For free.
Oh my god, babe, with legs like those, you can have me.
I have legs too.
Yeah, but you're short.
I am same height.
And he has a full head of hair.
Yeah, the hair, yes, that's right, I have hair. So come on, Stardust, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Oh my god, is your name Popsicle Stand?
Oh, I like where this is headed. Let's go back to my house. Honey, I'm home.
Aw, Boydie, I missed you. Oh my god, Boydie, did you get a new suit?
Well, yeah, I did, but what else do you notice?
Did you get a tan?
Well, maybe a little bit, but that's not the main attraction.
Oh, who's your friend?
She's a stripper.
Oh, where'd you meet her?
At the strip club.
Boydie, I thought you were at work as a doctor.
I was, and then something happened.
What?
I got legs, Karen.
Oh my god, Boydie, where'd you get those?
A gay man gave them to me, and now I'm going to leave you for her.
What? Why, Boydie?
Because I'm hot, and she's hot, and that's the way the world works.
But Boydie, I love you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. I don't want to be with you anymore. Get naked, please.
That stupid man steal my stripper before I get to see tit. Hey there, do you see a man with orange mustache inside?
He's on the couch with the stripper.
Perfect. Thank you.
Humana, 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 pow, right in the kisser. Oh, man, that was great. I didn't have to take my suit off. Anyway, you can leave. The post-nut clarity's starting to kick in.
Yeah, you see tit before me?
Hey, I did more than see tit. I motorboated.
I kill you!
What? No! No, what are you doing? What are you doing to my legs? No! Don't cut my legs off! He's cutting my legs off! You can't see it, but he's cutting them off, and it hurts so bad!
All right, sir, here are your discharge papers.
Thank you.
You sure you don't want that skin graft?
No.
My legs!
Doctor, what happened?
Some psychopath cut off my legs.
But, doctor, these are prosthetics.
I know, but they look so nice.
Well, you still look nice. Buster, please stop it! What are you doing?
I'm sorry, okay? I'm hot now. I don't know the rules. I feel like I can do whatever I want. I'm sorry, okay? Just please don't report me to HR. Actually, the HR lady is kind of hot. No, don't do that. Well... No, I'm just kidding. Don't report me. My legs!
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day, just like this Roblox one you see on your screen right now. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Click the forward arrow again, I guess.
I promise you, I'm pressing it. I'm clicking the hell out of it.
I fell.
We're having a good time.
Oh my god!
Damn, what the hell?
Oh, what the fuck is happening, Joseph?
Oh, we're gonna be headed.
Oh my god, it's Joseph!
That doesn't make sense.
Help!
Come on, I don't care about Vincent Van Gogh's ear. Hurry up and go to the next one.
Boydie, what you doing?
I'm watching this online ear auction. I'm trying to buy Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
Ew, Boydie, that's disgusting. What do you want?
Be clever.
You want to buy one?
How much is it?
$54.
$54 for a calendar?
Yeah, I mean, people are trying to, like, defund the police, so this is how we're trying to fund it. I mean, we will sign it for you.
Oh, well, what's your autograph worth?
What? Okay, dick. You're Marvin. I'm Brooklyn guy, okay? Do you know who I am? I'm in every video. You guys would crumble without me. If I'm not here, nothing happens. Chef Pee-Pee's girlfriend, everybody hated that. So I think my autograph is worth quite a bit. So now, we're gonna come in and see what all the screaming's about.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the police.
Whoop, whoop! That's the sound of the, we heard screaming, and unless there's ice cream in here for us all to scream for, that's pretty suspicious.
I told you my son was screaming about a fish.
I see no son, and I see no fish.
Well, he left with it.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not buying it. Simmons, something in here smells pretty fishy.
Because there was a fish on the couch a minute ago.
No, this is what I think happened. I think you and your wife murdered someone, and that was the scream we heard, and then you hid the body, and you didn't want to buy a calendar because you didn't want us to get your DNA off the money to compare to the murder victim.
No, I didn't buy your stupid calendar because it sucks.
Oh, look what you did. You made Simmons cry.
It's not my fault I don't have abs like that.
Marvin, you owe me a new fish because Jeffy put his dirty fingers all over it.
Huh, I guess you were telling the truth.
I told you I told the truth.
Jeez. Okay, you don't have to snap at me. Simmons, if he was a turtle, he'd be a snapping turtle.
Go on, Mike.
I wouldn't be a snapping turtle, I'd be a regular turtle!
Marvin, you seem so stressed out. You need a boys' night out.
Did somebody say boys' night out? Did somebody say Applebee's and casino and strip club?
I said boys' night out, but I didn't say strip club.
Well, wait. I heard Applebee's. I love me some damn Applebee's now.
Yeah, you guys want to go to Applebee's and a casino and also a strip club?
No strip club!
Okay, fine. Come on, let's go to Applebee's.
Applebee's!
I kind of just want to stay inside tonight.
Jesus, what? Marvin, don't be such a puss. Let's go to Applebee's.
Yeah, come on, the bees.
Okay, baby, I'll be back.
Bye.
Oh, man, Marvin, you know what I love so much about Applebee's? The culture. One meal, you're in Greece. Another meal, you're in Italy.
The next meal, you're in Asia. Like chicken wonton tacos? That's Asia and Mexico. Nigga, choose a country.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I need a passport to eat here. I feel like I'm eating in an airport.
Bro, Applebee's is the eighth wonder of the world.
So what do you recommend here?
What do I recommend? Marvin, it's Applebee's. Look at the menu. I recommend all of it. Everything here is cooked fresh in the microwave.
Mike, what is the bloomin' onion?
Simmons, that's Outback, the Australian Applebee's.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if the chef has added anything new to the menu. Ooh, I've never seen this before. Chicken tenders platter. I can't decide between that or the Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp. And hello, what's this? Mountain Dew Dark Berry Bash. Don't mind if I do. It's like somebody nutted right in my mouth.
I don't know why you would want salty nut in your mouth. There's pretzels on the menu.
Yes, there are.
Hi, thank you for coming to Applebee's.
No, thank you for being Applebee's.
My name's Clarissa. I'll be your server tonight. Can I start you off with a round of drinks?
Yeah, let me get a sip of you, your tall glass of water looking ass. I'm parched.
Sir, how about I start with you?
Oh, I'll have a Captain Bahama Mama.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're out of those.
Well, of course you are. I mean, Applebee's is so busy. I can't believe you guys can keep it in stock. Okay, so I'll have a Coke instead.
Is Pepsi okay?
Oh, fuck. No. No, it is not. Okay, you know what? I'll just have a water. You know what? A round of water's for the whole table. See, that's the one downside of Applebee's. All they have is Pepsi products. Ugh.
Okay, I'll be right back with those.
You know, I actually think we're ready to order.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, what comes on the kids' cheese pizza?
Cheese.
Okay, but what kind of cheese? Are we talking Manchego, Munster, Gouda? Because I know the chef likes to have a cheese of the week, whatever's imported.
Oh, no, he doesn't. It's mozzarella.
Ooh, fancy. And how is that prepared? Is that thin crust or stuffed crust?
It's microwaved.
Ooh, I'll have that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. You can't. It's 12 or under.
What?
You have to be 12 years old or under to order off the kids' menu.
Oh, well, in that case, my son is coming later, and he wants the kids' cheese pizza.
Oh, okay. Then what would you like to eat?
Nothing, but my son wants the kids' cheese pizza.
You're not eating?
No, but my son wants the kids' cheese pizza, so get me a goddamn kids' cheese pizza. My son's not really coming later. I just really wanted the kids' cheese pizza. It's exactly the right amount of food. It's not too much. You can take someone else's order now. Shamma, can you believe this? I mean, it's not like they're going to check my ID and see how old I am. It's not like there's food police that are going to come arrest me if you give me the wrong pizza. I said you can take a different order!
Sir, what would you like to eat?
I'll have the steak, not microwave.
Oh, how would you like that cooked?
On the grill?
No, I mean your temperature.
Well done.
Okay, anything else?
I want Outback!
Simmons, down boy!
Sir, what would you like to eat?
Shit, I'm starving like a motherfucker. I can get a quadruple cheeseburger for real, friend.
Ooh, ordering off the secret menu.
Hey, my guy, he knows. Oh, and I want a steak.
How would you like that cooked?
Shit, on your fine ass, on that wagon back there? Yeah, medium well.
Sir, what would you like?
Can I just get a cheeseburger?
Yes, okay.
Ooh, y'all see the fine ass waitress? Ooh, I'll pat that ass right now.
Yes, I would also have sex with the waitress. What about you, Simmons? Would you have sex with the waitress if the opportunity presented itself?
No, I only like having sex with your mom.
Ew, but I'm not going to let that ruin my good time here at Applebee's. What about you, Marvin? Sex with the waitress?
Does she have a disease?
Come on, Marvin. Come on, take a chance.
Marvin, this is Applebee's. She's an Applebee's waitress. She's not going to have a disease. I'm pretty sure they check.
Well, does my wife find out?
Oh, Jesus, Marvin, just say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy right there, you dirty old bastard. Oh, you nasty.
You.
All right, here's your food. Does everything look okay?
I mean, your cute ass ain't butt naked on my plate right now, so...
Sir, please stop.
Marvin, if that's not just the freshest mozzarella cheese I've ever seen. Bone dry. I can't wait to take the first bite of that. I mean, I can't wait until my son takes the first bite. I'm eating this pizza.
I know.
And what's this? Mott's applesauce? Tell the chef I love him.
Let me know if you need anything.
Damn, Pee-Pee, look at that burger. They gave you the whole cow. I didn't know my ex-wife was on the menu.
Well, guys, let's eat up. We still have to hit the casino after this.
Hey, Marvin, you want to see my happy cheese pizza face?
I love cheese pizza.
All right, guys, we gotta eat.
Oh, Marvin, that kid's cheese pizza sure hit the spot.
I'm glad you enjoyed your kid's pizza, sir.
Yeah, and that Mott's applesauce cup? Mwah, my compliments to the chef.
It's store-bought.
Well, someone picked it.
Sir, it looks like you enjoyed your food. You ate almost all of it.
Yeah, I was making room for dessert. So come lay your fine ass on this plate, or sit on Big Daddy's mustache and I'll give you a licking.
Okay, are you all paying on one check or paying separately?
Police officers eat for free, right?
No.
I didn't like mine.
You ate almost all of it.
But I asked for well done, and it wasn't well done.
You ate almost all of it.
Ma'am, could you give us a second, please?
Okay.
Okay, so who's paying?
Y'all ass. I was invited. I didn't even want to come here. I have food at the house. I am a chef. I can cook. Y'all are cops. Y'all got buku cash. Pay for it.
Yeah, I only brought $20.
Okay, I have an idea. Waitress.
Yes?
My friend Marvin here says you're really hot, and he would have sex with you if he could.
What? No, you guys said you would.
No, he said you'll pat your ass right now on this table on top of this pillow.
No, y'all said y'all would pat.
Sir, how are you paying for the check?
Ah, shit, Marvin, that didn't work. I have another idea. What's that, dispatch? There's a shooting and kids! Oh, no, man, we gotta go right now.
Those two aren't cops.
Yes, they are. They're undercover cops, right, officers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aye, Captain.
Yes. Aye, Captain. Yeah, three of us are cops and one of us is a pirate, so let's go! All right, boys, let's bankrupt these scammers.
Appreciate you, bro, for spending me $20. I was broke as a joke.
I'll just spend it wisely.
Ooh, thanks, Dad.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to leave this casino millionaires. You hear that, bitch? We're going to own this casino. What do you think it's going to land on, Marvin?
What does 1 to 12 mean?
Well, apparently it's the age you have to be to order a fucking cheese pizza at Applebee's.
Oh, well, I'm going to put on that.
What about you, Simmons?
Black.
Where? Sorry, my cop instincts kicked in. You meant on the table.
I'm going to go with boobies. They never fail me.
It never lands on 00. I'm going to bet on the age of consent. Oh, no. Not 13. I'm a cop. I actually know the age of consent. Not the age of consent in Japan. Look it up. It's true. It was 13 until just this year. They bumped it up to 16. I guess that's progress. Okay, bitch, spin that shit. Come on, 18!
Black, black, black!
Where?
Come on, double zero! Make me a millionaire! Yes, I won!
Shit, I was one off. That has to count for something, right?
Damn it!
Wait, did I win? Was it 1 to 12?
Is 17 between 1 and 12?
No.
No, only Simmons won.
All right, give me my money, baby!
Okay, guys, we only got one bet left.
Well, I got three.
I'm gonna stick with my boobies.
It never lands on that.
I'm gonna go all in on red.
Tempting, but I'm gonna put it on the number of times I've cheated on my wife. 28, I've counted.
What does... odd mean?
Really, Marvin? It means if it lands on an odd number.
Okay, well, can you put mine on even for me?
Okay, yeah, fine. Okay, ho! Could you spin that, please? Come on, 28!
Red!
Double zero.
Woo! Yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm a millionaire. Hey, come here, ho. I'm a millionaire.
You know it only pays out $350, right? And you owe me 20 of that.
Shit, I don't know you. All this money going to the strip club for some hoes.
I won two.
What are you talking about, Simmons? It landed on double zero. That's green.
No, it's red.
Wait, Simmons, are you colorblind?
What's that?
What color is this mat?
Red?
Oh, Jesus, you're colorblind.
Wait, did I win?
No, Marvin, it landed on double zeros. You bet on even numbers.
Well, double zero is even.
What are you talking about?
Well, each person gets zero.
But what?
Okay, look, if we had one apple, then we have an odd amount of apples, right? But if we each had an apple, that's an even amount of apples. But if we both had no apples, we evenly have nothing.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. Did he win? No. This is bullshit. I want to talk to the manager.
Yeah, I definitely won. Get the manager.
Is there a problem here, gentlemen?
Yeah, Marvin, you tell him what you told me.
Okay, so I bet...
Sounded like Elmo?
Yeah, I do a pretty mean Elmo impression.
Cody, don't brag that you can sound like Elmo.
All I'm saying is, if the voice actor for Elmo ever dies, they could hire me.
Well, no, he doesn't know the producer of Sesame Street. He can't get you hired.
You don't know. You don't know his connections. You do a pretty good Elmo, huh? Oh, yeah, check this out.
That you know that he did not kidnap your daughter.
Wow, that just sounded like him.
Yeah, it's like Elmo's right there in the room with you.
This
guy. Well, listen, we did not kidnap Penelope because we don't even own robber outfits.
Okay, well then, do you mind if I go check your laundry room? Okay, I'm gonna go check your laundry room.
Junior, that's where we put the outfits.
I'm gonna think of a lie. What?
Well, look what I found. 3 robber outfits in your laundry room.
Oh, come on, these aren't mine.
Yeah, well, guess what else I found? This kid in your closet beating on the door and screaming for help.
Junior, Joseph, and Cody kidnapped me.
Oh, come on, officer. Don't you think it's a little strange that you found 3 robber outfits in my laundry room? And you also found him tied up in a closet.
Yeah, it is strange. It's almost like you guys did it.
No, there's no way we did it. Don't you think that maybe he hired 3 people to kidnap him and Penelope to make it look like he wouldn't have done it? And also, he put the 3 robber outfits in my laundry room before he tied himself up and put himself in my closet to make it look like I did it?
That seems like a lot of work.
It sounds like the perfect crime, doesn't it?
I mean, kinda.
Yeah, Cody, doesn't it seem like that could happen?
Yeah, totally.
Joseph, does that seem like it happened?
Yeah,
but I think it happened. So that's 3-1, 3 votes against 1. He's the guilty one, he goes to jail.
It is 3-1. That is how voting works. Okay, kid, you're going to jail.
What?
Yeah, come on.
I can't believe Bully would do that.
I know, he's such an asshole. But we're back together, right?
Yes, Junior, thank you for saving me.
Bye, I'll talk to you later.
Guys, Bully's still in jail.
I don't care. He's a bully. He deserves it. He's literally a bully. That's his name. Joseph, can you please put your hat back on backwards?
Thank you, God.
Yeah, you look like Tiger Woods or something.
What?
Yeah. Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Well, me and Cody are going to go see a movie.
Oh, dude, I didn't know they made a sequel to Brokeback Mountain.
No, I wish.
So what movie are you going to go see?
Madam Web.
Oh, well, I thought that movie sucks.
It does. The only reason we're going is because the theater's going to be empty.
And we're going to sit on the top row with a blanket.
Yeah, so I'll let you know if it sucks. And if the movie's bad.
Dude, when are we going to kick Cody out of the group?
I don't know. Whatever happened to that hairy guy?
You'll never know.
I'm starting to think Pablo got rid of the hairy puppet.
Yeah, we gotta keep our eyes on him.
So, Joseph, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, I always wanted to eat fried ice cream, but I don't know how they make it. It's impossible.
Wait, what's fried ice cream?
Dude, it's ice cream that's fried.
Wait, wouldn't it melt if they tried frying it?
Bro, you gotta eat it fast. It's crazy.
Let's ask Chef BB if he can fry ice cream.
Oh, he better know how to make it. My pig in the blanket is almost done.
Chef BB!
Oh, what do you want, Junior? I'm busy making pig in the blanket.
I thought it was pigs in the blanket.
Well, I only had one hot dog, so it's one big-ass pig in the blanket.
Well, can you make us fried ice cream?
Hell no, I'm not making fried ice cream. I'm busy.
Well, do you even know how to make fried ice cream?
Of course I know how to make fried ice cream. I'm a certified chef. How dare you even judge me?
Well, why don't you just make us fried ice cream then?
Because I'm busy with my piggy. Duh.
I don't think you know how to make fried ice cream. I don't think he knows how to make it.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to make it, dude.
You don't know how to make it.
I know how to make a damn fried ice cream.
Then make it.
God damn it, I'll make it. Shit. All right, Junior, I got a scoop of cookies and cream ice cream. Now watch it fry. All right, eat it, nigga.
Wait, it's melting, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, eat it. It's supposed to melt. It's fried ice cream. That's how you fry it.
Okay, how am I supposed to eat it, Chef Pee-Pee?
Here you go. It's a spoon. Eat it.
But it's melting.
I know it's going to be a little hot, but, you know, it's frying. It's fried ice cream.
I don't think you know how to make it, Chef Pee-Pee.
I know how to make damn fried ice cream. I'm a certified chef.
And then you eat it. Come on.
It's not disrespectful, Junior.
Let's take his pig in the blanket.
I just my pig in the blanket. Give my damn pig in the blanket. Eat his ice cream.
Shut up, Chef Pee-Pee. You suck at being a chef.
Yeah, do a better job. Ah, I hate Junior. He always does this to me. I need a vacation. Oh, Braxton!
I'm so lonely. I haven't been with a woman in years. Oh, I guess I need to go to my favorite dirty website. Ooh, my favorite video.
Hey, big boy.
Hey.
Do you have your lotion ready?
I got hand soap. That's gonna have to do for today.
Do you think I'm hot?
Yes.
Do you want me to take my clothes off?
Yes.
How about this?
Yes. Braxton! I hate Junior. I hate working here. I deserve a vacation. Can I go?
Yes.
Really? I thought I had to argue with you a little longer, you know? Can I go anywhere I want?
Yes!
Damn, that was quick. Can I use your credit card?
Oh, yes!
Damn, you're generous today. This nigga being generous. So, I'm thinking about going to the Bahamas. Is that cool?
Oh, I'm coming!
Oh, I didn't think about you going with me. I just plan on it being a solo trip, but you know, that's cool with you, right?
You can have anything you want. You deserve the world. You're perfect, baby.
Aw, thanks, Braxton. I'll see you in a week, man. Oh, it gets better every single time.
Done already?
Shut up, you stupid slut. Oh, it's just a video. It's not like we're dating or anything. Man, I deserve something to eat. Oh, Chef Pee-Pee made me something to eat. Chef Pee-Pee, I worked up a sweat. Watch that video again and now I'm hungry. Wait, what's this? Thank you, Braxton, for letting me go on vacation with your credit card. You're the best boss ever. Love Chef Pee-Pee. If he on drugs or something, I would never let him go on vacation, especially with my credit card. What the hell is wrong with him? And did he sit in that pen? That's disgusting. Oh, where's my phone? I need to call him and go off on him. Oh, Chef Pee-Pee better answer the damn phone so I can cuss him out. Yo, what's good, Braxton? My favorite person in the world, man. Oh, I'm chilling in the Bahamas with all these fine-ass mamas. Man, titties are everywhere. All in my face. It's crazy. All thanks to you, my nigga. What's good? Who sent you to go to the Bahamas with my credit card?
You did.
Wait, I did?
Yes, you did. You said you were coming, and then you changed your mind at the last minute. You said I deserve the world or some bullshit like that.
Well, I don't remember that. Damn old age. Oh, well, I guess have fun or something like that. Oh, I'm so hungry. Who's gonna cook for me now? Junior!
Oh, man, Joseph, this wiener in the blanket was so good, I can't believe you didn't want any.
Nah, dude, I don't want to end up like Cody. All it takes is one wiener. Junior!
What's going on, Dad?
Chef Pee-Pee's on vacation, and I need you to cook for me.
Chef Pee-Pee's not on vacation. He's downstairs in the kitchen.
No, the hell he's not. He's in the Bahamas. Look, I need you to cook for me right now.
I don't know how to cook.
Well, you're going to learn today, goddammit. Cook for me. Become a man.
Why don't you become a man and cook for me?
Oh, you going to challenge me right now? I'll beat your ass in front of your friend. Look, cook for me or you're grounded.
Oh, my dad's such a dick.
Yeah, dude, your dad's a dick. Super dick.
Wait, hey, don't call my dad a dick. At least my dad's alive. Your dad's dead. Let's go cook for my dad.
I'm gonna disrespect my dad like that. How about I kill your dad and see if you like it?
All right, Joseph. The only thing I found in the freezer to cook my dad was this P.F. Chang's chicken dumplings thing.
Okay, let's cook it. I think you'll like it, dude.
All right, pour them in the thing. Oh, yeah. Wait, those look a little dry. I'm gonna go get some sauce to put on them.
All right, I'll wash the food. Make sure nothing happens to it. Nothing bad. I need to find some poison so I can kill his dad. Make sure he feels it. All I could find was Miralax. Maybe I could put so much on it that he shits so much he dies. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot. He's going to shit his brains out.
All right, Joseph. I thought maybe we could pour some Dr. Pepper and hot sauce on it for flavor.
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely like that.
Wait, what's with all this white powder on it?
Oh, it's nothing but some fun dip so he can have a fun time.
Oh, yeah, fun dip. All right, let me put the Dr. Pepper on it. Oh, that made it look yummy.
Oh, yeah, super yummy.
Yeah.
Well, Timmy, I think the theater's empty, so we don't really have to do the hole at the bottom of the popcorn bucket trick.
No, I want to eat through all the popcorn to get the surprise at the bottom.
Okay, but I don't know why we got an extra large. You're gonna have to eat a lot of popcorn. You're gonna get full.
Oh, man, Joseph, it turned out great. It looks so delicious.
Yeah, exquisite. He's definitely gonna love this. We should take it to him so he can eat it.
Yeah, he's gonna think I'm a young Gordon Ramsay how good this turned out.
Whatever.
I think I should take a bite to make sure it tastes good.
No, dude, don't eat that. We should take it to your dad. His taste buds is the only one that should enjoy it.
I'm gonna take one little bite.
No, dude!
Oh, man, it's a little spicy.
Oh, I did not expect that.
Oh, no, my stomach's killing me. I gotta use the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts so bad.
Oh, my God. It hurts so bad.
doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. My stomach hurts so bad I can't stop pooping.
Oh, what'd you eat?
I ate some frozen dinner P.F. Chang chicken dumpling thing.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, I had some Chipotle earlier. Quesadilla covered in queso. Yeah, my toilet's not going to be happy later. God, could you imagine being a toilet, just having people shit in your face all day? Hey, they should make that into a Pixar movie, you know? About a sad little truck stop toilet where all this big truck driver ass just comes and shits on him all day and it pisses all over his toilet seat and nobody ever flushes until one day this nice old man comes and says, I want to save you from this life. And he undrills him and takes the toilet back to his house where he shits in him, but he flushes every time. Maybe that would be like a short in front of a Pixar movie.
Oh, I feel like I'm gonna poop my pants.
Oh, I pooped my pants one time. Actually, I pooped it lots of times. But, oh, the worst one? Oh, let me tell you about it. So I was a sophomore in high school, and the homecoming dance was coming up, and I wanted to go with Samantha Knobgobbler, because word around the school was if you went on a date with her, she'd gobble your knob like corn on the cob. So I asked her out before anyone else, and she said yes. I was so excited. I was about to get my knob gobbled at homecoming. So I got myself a tuxedo, and I looked damn good. I looked like a young James Bond. I was ready. The only weird thing was my mom drove us to the dance, and she smokes with the windows rolled up, but I didn't care. I only had one thing on my mind, getting my knob gobbled. So she dropped us off at the dance, and I started boogie-woogieing. And there was a snack bar, and the local gas station was catering sushi. My school didn't have a big budget. So I ate a few pieces of the sushi, and I went back out on the dance floor to break it down. Then the song Witch Doctor came on, you know, the song that goes ooh-ee, you know, ooh-ah-ah. Don't forget the ting-tang, walla-walla, end it with a bing-bang, you know that song? And that song was my shit. So when I went to twerk, I did shit. My pants. It came out of nowhere. And then right then, Samantha Knobgobbler grabs me by my hand and says, hey, you want to ditch this dance and go get your knob gobbled? So I said, no, I'm actually gay, sorry, because I didn't want her to know I had a massive shit in my pants. She was so offended because nobody has ever turned down getting their knob gobbled by Samantha Knobgobbler. So she ran away and drove off with Billy Bowling Hands. This was before he drowned. I'm sure his balls were like bowling balls. So yeah, if there's any lesson to be learned from that story, it's don't eat gas station soup. If you think you're getting sex with your clients, so I'm in big trouble. I actually lost my license to practice law in the state of Florida, so I can't even really help you. I don't really know why I took your call.
Well, I want to change my name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I actually knew a kid who wanted to change his name in high school.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Buttlicker Stinky Butt Magoo, but he didn't want to change his name. But he was friends with a kid who did want to change his name named William Williamson III, because his dad was William Williamson II, and his grandpa was William Williamson I. So William Williamson III wanted to change his name to Williamson Williams. I know, it's very confusing. But anyway, I was over at William Williamson III's house playing video games in his basement, and his grandpa, William Williamson I, was sitting in his recliner, and all of a sudden we just heard, and we looked over, and he was fucking dead.
He died?
Fucking died right there on the recliner. Yeah, apparently when you die, your bowels release, so that noise we heard was him actually shitting his pants when he died. Yeah, I didn't know he died right away. My dad actually told me on the car ride home. He said, William Williamson died. That fart noise you heard was him dying. So now every time I fart, I think about it. I'm like, oop, is this going to be the end? But no.
So did your friend ever change his name?
Oh, William Williamson III? No, after that he got kind of distracted. Fucking William Williamson III. I wonder what he's up to now. I should look him up on Facebook. Oh, he's married to Wilma Williamson. What a goofy fucking life.
So you can't help me change my name?
No, but I can help you scheme.
Scheme?
Yeah, see, your dad just has to sign a permission slip saying he'll allow you to change your name. So all we have to do is get him to sign it, but he thinks he's signing something else. Oh, fuck, but then we gotta get it notarized. God damn it. If only we knew a notary. Me. Actually, I don't have my notary license anymore because I faked a contract with that girl who's suing me saying she wouldn't sue me, and then I notarized it myself, and I got caught, so they made it so I'm not allowed to notarize things anymore. But my brother is also a notary, so I could just call him up and see if he's willing to notarize something he didn't witness.
Okay.
All right, I'll go do that.
Hey, Brooklyn guy. So, what do you need me to notarize?
So this kid wants to change his name, but he's not 18 and his dad won't let him. So what we're probably going to do is just forge his dad's signature and then have you notarize that bad boy.
Brooklyn guy, you know I can't notarize anything I haven't seen sign with my own four eyes.
Fucking come on, live a little.
I took an oath not to forge any notaries.
Well, we're not trying to get you to notarize him draining his bank account or transferring a bunch of land. He just wants to change his name.
I am an officer of the law.
Okay, no. No, you're not. I am an officer of the law.
Nuh-uh. You're not even a yo-yo anymore.
Okay, you should have seen her tits.
Really?
Yeah, check out her Instagram, bro.
You tapped that?
Yeah, I sure did. Tapped it like I was paying for something with Apple Pay. Pa-ding!
Okay, if you get her to sleep with me, then I'll notarize whatever you want.
Yeah, well, she's kind of suing me, and also she's in jail.
Oh, you
didn't get her to sign an NDA?
What am I, Mr. Beast? I don't know how to write an NDA.
Well, listen, I'm not notarizing anything unless I see his parents sign it.
Well, his dad can't sign it because he's very sick and he doesn't have any hands and also he's dead.
Well, then I'm not doing it. Goodbye.
What? Well, okay. Well, this is why you're never going to have sex with anybody hot because you're such a square.
I have banged someone hot. You just don't know her because she went to a different school. And now she's a famous anime girl from Naruto.
Don't listen to him. He's never banged anyone hot. I'm sorry I couldn't help you, kid. I'm just a big, dumb, stupid, idiot loser. Why do you want to change your name, anyway?
Well, my whole life, people have called me Junior, but my real name is Justin Reynolds, and they think it's funny. And they won't stop making fun of me.
Not funny. It's not funny at all. Well, wait, so you just want to change your name because your friends are making fun of you?
Yeah, they keep making fun of me. I just want my name back to Junior.
Well, why don't you just print out a piece of paper that says your name was changed to Junior and just show your friends? They're not going to know it's not real.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they don't have access to the court records. Hold on, let me get the paper.
Okay.
All right, kid. I printed out all the papers and I filled them out with a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but look right here. See, there's my signature. Everything looks very official. So you just show this to your friends and they'll think it's legal.
Wait, really?
Yeah, now that'll be $5,000.
I don't have $5,000.
Neither do I. And I need it by tomorrow. I am in big trouble.
I'm going to call all my friends over, and even Penelope, and show them this, and they can stop making fun of me.
Hey, Justin, why'd you call us over, Justin?
Yeah, what's up, Justin?
Yeah, what you want, Justin?
I'd rather you guys call me by my legal name.
We are Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
Stop acting brand new, Justin.
No, I legally changed my name to Junior. Look at these change of name forms. Look, a lawyer signed it, I signed it. It's all legal binding.
Oh, well, okay, Junior. Ugh, I don't even like saying it. I was just getting used to Justin.
Yeah, I really wanted to date a Justin. I think that name's really hot now.
Yeah, Justin was a good name. It had a ring to it, dude.
What, you guys prefer Justin over Junior?
Yeah, Junior just sounds so 5 years old.
Well, these forms are fake. My name is Justin. I faked and I lied about these forms. My name is still Justin.
What a classic Justin thing to do.
Once a Justin, always a Justin.
Dude, that's such a Justin move.
Oh, that is it. Did you say any of it?
You hit like a Justin.
Justin.
It's really a pretty normal name.
Yeah.
This
is average.
Thank you again to this video sponsor, Dragon City. Check them out using the QR code in the link in the description to get our free SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the Neo Izumi Dragon.
What is taking Junior so long?
I don't know, but it's taking forever, though.
Guys, we can't play house today.
But why?
Come on, dude!
I've been looking for my fake mustache everywhere, and I can't find it.
Well, you don't need it. We're already in costume.
It's just a mustache, dude.
But I'm the dad. The dad needs a mustache.
Well, we can just say you shaved.
Okay, fine. Let's play house.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sally! Junior! Dinner's ready!
Ooh, Mom, you ordered pizza? Yummy!
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what the hell is this?
Oh, what now?
Why'd you order pizza? You know we can't afford that. I don't have a job right now.
Well, that's not my fault. I didn't feel like cooking.
Oh, big surprise. You didn't feel like cooking. I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like doing my makeup. I don't feel like trying to lose weight. I don't feel like not trying to bang every guy I see.
Oh, I didn't feel like filling out a job application. I didn't feel like getting my fat ass off a couch. Oh, I didn't feel like going to an AA meeting or stop drinking and driving.
Well, at least you're correct about you not getting your fat ass off the couch.
I was talking about you.
Guys, aren't you divorced? Why are you still arguing?
We decided not to get divorced because your mom's new boyfriend got tired of her old stinky snatch, and she said that she wanted me to hit it again.
Oh, no, you got it wrong. Yeah, your dad still has erectile dysfunction, and I'm his last hope, so.
Yeah, you think that I can get it up looking at that ugly thing? Yeah, right.
Oh, how dare you.
We decided to go to marriage counseling to try to work things out, at least until you graduate high school.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope the marriage counseling works out for you guys. Could you pass me the Parmesan cheese?
What?
The Parmesan cheese.
What the hell you say?
Are you trying to say Parmesan cheese?
Yeah, that.
What? Are you telling me I pay $10,000 a year for you to go to some shitty-ass private school and you can't even say Parmesan right?
Well, you didn't want me to go to public school because you said you didn't want me to end up a whore like Mom.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. You know,
why would you say that, Junior?
Because you went to public school and you banged every single guy on the football team. But guess what? I'm paying for private school for no reason because you don't. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so you're going to end up like a whore just like your mom.
You're just mad because I was popular in high school. I was a whore.
No, popular isn't banging every guy. Every guy would bang a girl. Here's your Parmesan cheese or whatever. Let's go to our marriage counseling.
Hey,
there. Welcome to Marriage Counseling. My name is Dr. Patrick, but you can call me Pat.
Okay, Pat.
Oh, hell no. The moment she starts calling you by a nickname, she's going to start trying to sleep with you.
Shut up, Junior. You're just mad. Look, see, this is why we're here, Doctor. I mean, Pat.
Okay, just pull his pants down and beg for it at this point.
You're always jealous, Junior.
I'm not jealous. You're trying to sleep with a doctor. He doesn't want you. You're ugly.
He does want me, though.
We should just calm down and see what's going on here, Junior. Why do you sound angry?
Well, I'm a hard worker. Loyal. Great father.
Is there something you want to say?
Oh, me? I'm sorry. No. Let him continue. Lying.
Oh, I'm not lying. Let me tell you about her. She's a stay-at-home.
What, good mom?
No, she's a stay-at-home.
Devoted wife?
No, what's the word I'm thinking of? She's a stay-at-home slut.
No, I'm not a slut. How
yes,
dare
you? Yes, you are. You know, Gordon Corral, the buffet, guys line up for her vagina just like that.
Watch your mouth. How dare you, Junior?
Okay, I think we need to do an exercise to see what you got going on in your head. So we're going to do this ink blot test. You look at this ink blot and tell me what it looks like to you.
Oh, that's my wife cheating on me with another man, like the 10th one this week.
No, that's you getting drunk at the baby shower, remember?
Oh, no, that is the baby shower. I see the balloons, but if I look really hard in the back, that's you banging the DJ while our daughter's in your stomach.
I never banged a DJ.
Yes, you did. You banged the DJ because you played Maroon 5 and you like that band.
I don't even like Maroon 5.
Yes, you do.
I like NSYNC.
You like Adam Levine a minute.
I think we should try this other picture.
Oh, how did you get that photo? It's like the camera was in the bedroom. That's my wife getting gangbanged by three guys.
No, I never been gangbanged by three guys.
Okay, two guys and a midget. The midget's right there on top.
Watch your mouth. No, that's you definitely beat me after drinking too much Bud Light.
Oh, you know, I did beat you after I pulled the midget off top of you. That's right there.
No. Wait. Didn't you get pulled over? Is that the officer?
Yeah,
in the baby in the backseat?
Yeah, that is.
Oh, that's you.
That is me getting a DUI. That's me drinking because I don't want to see your ugly face.
Oh, watch your fucking mouth.
I think we should try one last pick.
Oh, my God. That's what my wife likes to suck on.
No.
That's what she likes to ride on.
Watch it.
That's what you like to get from every single guy you meet.
That's the size that you wish you had.
Okay, that's it. You know I'm insecure about the size of my penis.
That's not my problem.
Okay.
Everybody calm down. I think we should do a breathing exercise. So next time you guys get angry, I want you to try to breathe like this.
Wait. Keep that sound going. Where do I hear that sound at? I've heard that sound before. Oh, that's the sound I hear when I come home from work coming from the bedroom. Her getting railed by another guy.
What? Oh, it's least guys know what to do. You don't know how to do it right.
Oh, yeah, okay, the Walmart manager. Okay, sure, yeah. He said he works in the fish department. They don't even have a fish department.
Yeah,
Okay, we're out of time, but I think we made a lot of progress today, and I'll see you guys next week.
No, I'm Ubering.
I'm over this shit.
Yummy.
Oh, wow. I never thought I'd see a home-cooked meal ever again.
Junior.
I mean, it looks delicious, honey. Sally, no soda for breakfast.
But it's just my Mountain Cola.
No, you keep drinking soda, you get fat like your mother.
Oh, Junior, did you brush your teeth this morning? I hear a lot of shit coming out of your mouth.
So how did marriage counseling go?
Oh, I really liked it.
Oh, did you like the counseling, or did you just like the doctor because you wanted to sleep with him?
Here we go.
I was just in awe because I never met a man so successful in my life. I wish you were actually successful.
Well, you know he actually doesn't want you, right? He's a doctor. He wants a real woman, like a supermodel, not some ugly girl with braces in her teeth.
I'm not ugly. You know I'm insecure about my damn braces. I went to a bad dentist.
Oh, no, your teeth have been fine for years. You're just sleeping with that dentist. That's why you keep going back.
And I'm going to keep sleeping with him because they're successful, unlike you.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, the power went out.
Why? It's not storming outside.
You didn't pay the bill, did you?
I don't have a job. I can't afford to pay the bill.
Well, go and get a damn job, you lazy bum!
Okay, I'm gonna go back for my job back.
Yeah, please!
Damn, the market's down 5%, but not Meta. They crushed their earnings, so they're up 13% in after hours.
Excuse me, sir.
Junior, what the hell are you doing here? I fired you and told you never to come back.
I know, I'm very sorry. I know I messed up big, but I need my job back. I even quit drinking.
You quit drinking? When was the last time you had a drink?
Last night.
Last night?
It's been about 12 hours, but I'm completely sober and I don't even think about beer.
12 hours, Junior? I'm going to need to see some more improvement before I let you in business meetings and trust you with people's financials.
I completely understand. I'm willing to start at the very bottom, even sweep floors.
Well, that's exactly where you're going to start, because I'm going to start you off at intern janitor.
What's the starting pay?
Nothing. You're the intern. You're literally learning how to be a janitor.
Okay, but my lights got shut off, so I need to get paid.
I don't give a fuck.
Yes, sir. When can I be CFO again?
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath. Actually, I think you should, because I take some stinky shits in the handicap stall.
But you're not handicapped.
I know. Fuck them. We don't hire handicaps here. We don't have ramps or elevators to the building. We don't know how they get in.
Okay, well then why even have handicap stalls?
Because they're big and comfy, and they have a lot of room in there, and also they have a sink so I can play in the water. And also, since they're so big, I like to stand as far away from the toilet as possible and try to piss, and it never makes it in the bowl. It's always on the floor for you to clean up.
Okay, when do I start?
Right now, but I have a business meeting to go to, so don't you fuck me! And also, your name's not Junior anymore. It's Pepe.
Why Pepe?
Because it's funny. And I run a clean ship, so go ahead and get started.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, also one more thing. Roberto took a big shit in the urinal, so go clean that.
Happily, sir.
I took off my glasses so you know it's serious. Anybody want to explain to me why PJ's PJ sales are tanking so hard?
I guess people aren't wearing pajamas anymore.
Well, what about you, Roberto? What do you got up in that taco noggin of yours?
See, no one wants to wear their pajamas.
I concur. Well, we gotta figure out a way to break the news to PJ. He's one of our biggest clients, so we can't lose him. So start brainstorming.
Hey, guys.
Oh, shit, he's early. Hey, PJ.
Oh, what's up, PJ, man? I like the pajamas you're wearing. You really rocking them.
Si, mucho pajama.
Thanks, guys. How are PJ's PJ sales doing? You'll have to explain it to me, because I can't read graphs.
Well, Mr. PJ, we were doing all right on Sunday. And then come Monday, it's like we took Miralax, because the shit kept coming. And by Friday, we were at new all-time lows.
What the fuck, guys? I trusted you with my brand. If this keeps up, I'm gonna have to find another firm.
Oh, no need to do that, Mr. PJ. We'll figure out a way to get your sales up.
Well, you better figure it out, because I am one mistake away from pulling out.
Mr. Richard, I got the turd out of the urinal for you.
God damn it!
I'll get it.
Are you gonna go get it, Pointy?
Yeah.
Go!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was giving a Jimmy amount of effort.
Hello?
Hello there.
Jimmy Butler? What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in all the Denver Nuggets houses blowing them?
Well, I came by to explain myself.
Oh, good, because I was really wondering why the hell you played like dog shit tonight.
Well, you see, the Denver Nuggets have never won a championship before. But see, the Miami Heat, we've won three. So I felt bad and I let them win.
Wow, that does explain why you passed the ball directly to the other team when we were only down by one.
Yeah, I tried to hide that the best I could, but whoops.
Whoops, yeah, whoops. Well, I mean, I guess I understand why you let them win, but did you really have to suck them off, too?
Well, listen, see, I'll try harder next season, and I'll win it all.
Okay, well, that is good to know.
Yeah, you want to buy some coffee?
I would not, but I actually really recommend that you take this and drink this instead on game day.
Well, no, thank you. I like my coffee.
Please, please take this.
No, the coffee's good for me.
No, I'm literally begging you, Jimmy.
No, you hold on to that for me.
Maybe practice next time?
No, see you next season.
Okay, Jimmy, he didn't take it.
Who was at the door, Boyne?
Oh, nobody. Just a coffee salesman.
At this time of night?
Yeah.
Was it Jimmy Butler?
It was Jimmy Butler, yeah.
Marvin, we need to wake Jeffy up so he can have breakfast before school.
You're right. Jeffy, get in here!
Marvin, they removed Angie Mumu off the syrup bottle!
What?
Angie Mumu! The lady that was on the syrup bottle, she ain't there no more!
Marvin, I think he's talking about how they took Aunt Jemima off the bottle.
Oh, they did that like 2 years ago, Dougie.
Why'd they do that?
Because they said syrup was racist or something.
Well, I don't know who no PR milling company is, but I'm gonna have to use Mrs. Butter's works because she got the fat ass.
Well, then use that then.
All right.
Jeffy, get in here!
Hey, Daddy, can I wear my highest fuck frog icy school today?
No, Jeffy.
Why?
Because you're gonna distract the class.
Well, they don't have to look at me.
Take them off, Jeffy. Now, did you eat breakfast?
No. But can I drink this entire bottle of syrup for breakfast?
No!
Why? You never let me do anything fun! All you do is say no!
He kinda has a point, Marvin. You do say no a lot.
He keeps asking to do stupid shit!
Well, Marvin, I have an idea. The other day, I was at the thrift store and I found this coin. It says yes on one side and no on the other side. So from now on, instead of you just saying no all the time, we can flip it for the answer.
That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I like that idea. Mommy, can I wear my highest fuck frog icy school today?
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's see.
It says no. You can't wear it.
Darn it!
I like this idea. That was a good idea, baby.
Thank you.
Mommy, can I drink this entire bottle of syrup for breakfast?
I don't know.
It says yes. Oh, Jeffy, that's disgusting.
Oh.
All right, Jeffy, now they're going to die of diabetes. You have to go to school.
Well, let's get the coin. Can I skip school today?
No, you can't skip school.
Now, Marvin, we have to flip the coin to see what it says.
Skipping school should be off limits.
Jeffy, it said yes, you can skip school.
Yay, I love this coin. Now, Daddy, what have you had for breakfast?
Nothing.
Well, can I make you a milkshake and no matter what I put in it, you have to drink it?
No.
Coin.
Yes!
Drink up, bitch. All right, Chef Jeffy's going to make my daddy a healthy breakfast milkshake. We're going to start off with one egg. Also some garlic. Oh, yeah, definitely mayonnaise. That's breakfast. Oh, yeah. Harder. Harder. Oh, yeah, make me mayonnaise everywhere, Daddy. Oh, yeah. All right, and then now some mustard. And then also some chili beans. Oh, yeah, sounds like poop. All right, and then obviously green beans, because my daddy makes me eat green beans all the time. And then some corn. Oh, yeah, that's going to come out of his poop later. And then some toilet paper. Whenever he's done going to the bathroom, he can wipe. And then obviously don't forget some Pepto-Bismol just in case he gets sick. All right, and then we're going to top it off with some oat milk. All right, let's get this baby on the road. Oh, yeah, my daddy's gonna love this. But I feel like it's missing something. Oh, I got this!
For that matter.
All right, it's perfect. Now let's take it to Daddy. All right, Daddy, order up. Your breakfast milkshake is ready. Bone apple titties.
Wait, what's in this?
Diarrhea.
What?
No, I'm just kidding, but there is toilet paper in there.
Well, what's that blue thing?
Cactus.
I'm not drinking a milkshake with a cactus in it, Jeffy.
But, Daddy, the coin said that you had to drink it, and I even got you a Chuck E. Cheese straw.
No, I don't care what the coin says. I'm not going to drink your disgusting throw-up milkshake. I don't have to do it. I don't care what the coin says. I don't have to do it.
What are you?
I am the Plot Hole Goblin. I'm here to stop plot holes from ending the video too early.
Plot holes? What plot holes?
The milkshake, Marvin. You have to drink the milkshake.
Well, no, I don't. I don't have to do what that stupid coin tell me to do.
Yes, you do, because the coin is cursed.
What? The coin is cursed? Where'd you get the coin?
I got it from the thrift store.
A cursed thrift store. Everything in there is cursed, except for the prices.
Okay, so how is the coin cursed?
Well, you must do everything the coin tells you for 15, no, 20 questions, or else you and all your loved ones will be thrown in a pit of hell to burn until your flesh falls from your bones. Oh, and the only person that can ask the questions is Jeffy, because he asked the first question.
Okay, Jeffy, hurry up and ask me questions like, did I fart? Have I blinked?
No! The questions have to be a task. Like, you have to do something, and it has to be funny.
Okay, so Jeffy, ask me a question.
No! Drink the milkshake first, Marvin. I'll be watching.
Oh, my God. This is so, why is it happening to me? Why'd you have to go to a cursed thrift store?
I'm sorry.
Okay, let me try to drink this milkshake. Oh, God, I couldn't stop throwing up. That was the worst milkshake ever.
You want another one?
What? No. Oh, thank God it said no.
Oh, darn. I really wanted to make you another milkshake, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy, hurry up and ask some questions.
All right, can I shave off your mustache and turn you into a girl?
No.
All right, Daddy, now you look all pretty.
Marvin, you look terrible.
Okay, I don't look that bad.
That's pretty bad.
Daddy, what are your pronouns? Because now you get to put them on Facebook and Instagram and act like people give a fuck.
Look, everyone just stop looking at me. Jeffy, ask another question.
All right, Daddy, can we TP the neighbor's house with toilet paper?
Let's see if you guys are committing a crime tonight. Yes.
Oh, well, I actually don't like the neighbors, so let's go do it, Jeffy.
Sweet.
Marvin.
Okay, Jeffy, we're going to throw toilet paper all over their house, so be really quiet, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go first. Yeah. Haha, see, look, there's toilet paper all over their house. You go now.
All right.
Yeah. Run!
Hold on, honey. I'm going to go check and see what was banging on the garage door. It sounded like a raccoon. Toilet paper? Now, who would be handing out free toilet paper in this economy? Now, wait just a darn second.
Did someone try TP in my house? Those damn hooligans. I'm gonna go ask the neighbor and see if they saw anything. Oh, mommy, it's wild. It's crazy in this bitch. We TP'd the whole house. The whole house is covered in toilet paper. It looks like a mummy. My heart's racing, and as we were running away, I heard sirens. My life is a movie.
Are you guys okay?
I'm as okay as I can be after being chased by the cops.
Hold on. There's someone at the door. I'll get it. Hello?
Can I speak to Marvin, please?
I am Marvin.
Jesus Christ. I won't ask about your pronouns. I'll just check them out on Facebook later. But I came by to let you know that there's been a crime committed at the Huckerdoo household.
What crime?
Someone thought it would be funny to TP the Huckerdoo home. And I think one of them was a retard because they just threw the entire roll of toilet paper right at the garage door. Made me think it was a raccoon.
Oh, well, I didn't hear anything or see anything.
Okay, I just didn't know if maybe your Nest doorbell camera or something caught all the footage.
Oh, no, I don't pay for that to work. It's just there.
Ah, so like a scarecrow, huh? Anyway, I just want to let you know that I will be reporting this to the HOA, so just keep your eyes peeled. And I do have a question for you. Did you, cut the whole thing off or just tuck it in your booty cheeks?
I'm just dressing up.
Okay. I'll let you get back to transitioning, okay?
All right, bye. Bye. All
right. Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Hank Huckerdoo.
What? Did he know you TP'd his house?
Did he call the cops?
He didn't call the cops. He doesn't know it's us, but I did get an idea. What if all of Jeffy's remaining questions are about the Huckerdoos and we can torture them instead of me?
Marvin, that's mean!
No, it's better them than me. Jeffy, do you have any other questions about the Huckerdoos?
Yeah. Can we order 12 pizzas to the Huckerdoos' house as a prank?
Let's ask for coin.
Yes.
It says yes!
Yay!
Call an order, Jeffy.
All right.
La 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 la, delivering pizzas!
Yeah, hello?
Hello, sir. I have the 12 pizzas you ordered.
Who the fuck would order 12 pizzas at 11 o'clock at night?
I don't know. Maybe I'm having a pizza party.
Well, I'm not, so you can take them back with you. We don't want them. Return to sender. Capiche?
But sure, someone's got to pay for these pizzas.
Listen, we don't want the goddamn pies. Honey!
What is going on out here?
This pizza boy thinks that we ordered 12 pies at 11 o'clock at night. We didn't. So I'm going to let you deal with it, okay? You're good with dealing with kids with special needs.
Now, young man, we did not order 12 pizzas.
Well, ma'am, listen, someone's got to pay the $300.22 for all these pizzas.
Well, we don't have that kind of money.
Well, you could always pay in another way. Let's just say instead of you giving me a tip, I give you a tip.
Well, I do love pizza.
Uh-oh. You know what? Never mind. I think I'll just take the cash.
Oh my god, Jeffy, they really tried to deliver the pizza. Oh man, that was so funny. As long as we're using that coin to mess with other people instead of me.
Marvin, I don't like this coin. It's evil and it's meant to do bad things. I wish we could just get rid of it.
We can't get rid of it until we ask it like 13 more questions.
There must be something we can do.
I do have an idea. Hey, plot hole goblin, get in here.
What do you want?
Well, we're kind of getting tired of asking the coin questions.
Well, too bad. You have to.
Well, Jeffy, ask the coin this.
Okay, I got it.
What?
No. Jeffy, ask the coin. Can we stop asking the coin questions?
Get your knob gobbled.
Why'd you tell her you were gay? Why didn't you just tell her you had to use the bathroom and you go in the bathroom and clean yourself up and throw your underwear away?
Oh, no. It was all outside of the underwear. It was just a big old mess down there. And that wasn't the end of it either. No, it was an all-night ordeal. I was on the toilet for like 8 hours. I think I did the right thing. Although, if I could do anything differently other than not eat the gas station sushi, it would be not telling her I was gay, because then I had to go around the school and clear up all the rumors about me being gay. But hey, at least nobody knows I shat my pants.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Can you please stop it?
Why do you have to feel better so bad? You getting your knob gobbled?
No, I just can't stop pooping.
Actually, now that I think about it, you're dating my daughter, so I hope you never stop pooping.
Where's my damn food? I'm so hungry. You know what? I'm gonna watch that video again. Here you go, Junior's dad. Your food is ready. That looks like a piece of shit, kid. I'm not eating that. I'm probably gonna order Uber Eats. No, you gotta eat it, please. Look, we saved in the kitchen for you, so you have to eat it right now. Please. Look, I don't like how you refer to yourself as a slave. It made me uncomfortable, you being black and all. So, I'm probably gonna order Uber Eats. No, you have to eat it right now. So eat it, please. But, look, I don't like how you raised your voice at me, kid. Get out of my house right now. Screw you, dude. Look, all I want you to do is fucking eat the food so you can die. Kids these days with that stupid-ass attitude. God.
Where's my laptop?
Hey, dude, how you feeling?
My stomach's still cramping. I can't stop pooping.
Oh, man, that sucks. But look, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. That's my bad. Yeah, I just really wanted to kill your dad.
What?
Yeah, bro, you were making fun of my dead dad, so I thought I would get even and put Miralax in his food and he would die or, you know, shit his brains out, but I guess not.
Oh, wow, Joseph.
Yeah, you ate the food. It was just a bad set of circumstances.
You're such a true friend. Only a true friend would admit that to me.
Yeah, man, I try to do better.
Hey, guys, Cody's mad at me.
Why?
Because by the time I got to the bottom of the bucket, I was so full that I wasn't in the mood because I ate too much popcorn. You know the feeling when you eat too much popcorn and your stomach cramps up?
Don't talk to me about stomach cramps! Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slept in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip, something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pepe's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president can eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pepe's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me the bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars.
So come with me, let's spit some bars.
Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them?
Oh, all right, Braxton, here's your food.
But what the hell is this, Chef Pepe? Did you throw up in my food again?
No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes.
I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman.
No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that.
I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this.
Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pepe? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches.
Retire? Really?
I'm gonna win the competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we have the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want to eat your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? Just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of my mama.
Mickey D's, huh? Yeah. Quarter pounder with some cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, bitch move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine down, I might be crashing out the day. In a McFlurry, in a hurry, to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce, don't get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pippi doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wrap? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And then the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, you Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese, bitch, I need my 10 piece. Oh, don't get Swiss cheese, need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
You go, sir, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I supposed to sell ourselves? Oh, nah, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that silly ass, goofy ass, whiny ass, can't rap ass boy?
That was Irish, bro. I know, it was so gas. I don't know if we can compete.
Hold on, we can compete. Hold on, let's just take off. Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, yeah, listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
All right, play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal, four-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw, and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of snitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toys, since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad, cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. 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 I just want free Happy Meals for life.
And not be cursed.
Okay. Can we stop asking the coin questions and not be cursed?
No, you can't do that.
But we're asking the coin.
Well, damn it. No.
Ask it again.
Okay. Can we stop asking the coin questions and not be cursed?
Oh, damn it. Yes.
Yay! We're not cursed anymore.
You guys won this time, but I'll be back next time a video has a plot hole.
That actually looks like the booger I wiped on the back of the couch like a year ago and it came to life.
you're not, Jeffy. You're grounded.
What? Why?
You know you're supposed to ask permission before you invite friends over to the house. Well, actually, this is my house, too, and Cody was already over here. Well, you know you're supposed to ask permission before you go swimming.
I'm 19 years old!
Well, this is my house, and I make the rules, so you have to listen to me. Well, actually, this is my dad's house, too. Well, I share the rules with his dad, but you have to listen to my rules, so listen to mine, and mine is that you can't go swimming right now.
Marvin, come on, it's summer vacation.
Well, he's in summer school, he's dumb, he needs to be punished by not doing fun stuff.
Marvin, everyone deserves a break.
Not Jeffy. Jeffy, go practice your alphabet in the room.
Alphabet? He's 19.
I know my alphabet, Dad!
What about the Korean alphabet?
What the f*** do I need to know that?
Maybe because one day we might need to go there, so learn it.
So, can I go swimming or not?
No!
This house is a f***ing prison! On planet bullshit! In the galaxy, this sucks camel!
You're not allowed to watch TV anymore because you learn bad words.
Yeah! Oh, I hate my dad! He won't let me go swimming!
It's okay, Jeffy. Me and Cody already got dressed.
Yeah, we don't need to go swimming.
I just wish that the worst thing ever would happen to my dad!
Like he broke his back?
Yeah!
Well, just don't step on a crack.
Why?
Well, because if you step on a crack, you break your mama's back.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's just the saying.
He doesn't want to hurt his mom. He wants to hurt his dad.
Well, that's why I said don't do that.
So what do you step on to break your dad's back?
Well, if you stepped on his back, that would break his back.
Well, I don't want him to know that it was me.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if you put an Uno reverse card on the crack and then you stepped on it?
But wouldn't that just break Jeffy's back?
Oh, no. It would break his dad's back. Because, see, look, the Uno reverse card, it does the opposite of what it's supposed to do. It reverses it. So the opposite of mom is dad.
Oh, that makes sense. I've decided that makes sense. In this context, that makes sense.
All right, then we should do it!
Does anyone have an Uno reverse card?
Right here.
Wait, why do you have one, Cody?
Well, I was getting a prostate exam, and then before the doctor did it, I threw that down and said, "Give me that butt!" And then he did. He gave me his butt.
Oh. Well, yeah, those things are powerful. All right, let's go put on a crack.
Marvin, I think that was very rude. You wouldn't let Jeffy go swimming with his friends.
Well, he needs to learn how to ask for permission.
Marvin, go on ground him.
No, he's staying grounded.
Okay, fine, Marvin. Then we're not going to do anything for a whole month.
What do you mean not do anything?
You know what I mean. Marvin, cut it out. Marvin, stop it. You're being overdramatic. Marvin, stop. Okay, fine, we'll do stuff.
Okay, good. Ooh, guys, there's a good crack right here.
Oh, I'm gonna step on it.
Wait, hold on. You don't want to break your mama's back. I have to put the Uno reverse card on it first. There you go. Now you can step on it.
Oh, step on it? I'm gonna stomp on it.
Marvin, knock it off. I told you we could do stuff.
My back, it hurts.
Marvin, what's going on?
I think that's enough.
Marvin, stop. We can do whatever you want, okay? Any position.
Your shoe came off.
I know.
All right, let's go check on your dad.
All right, hopefully he's dead. Oh, call a doctor!
Okay!
Hey, somebody call a doctor.
What's wrong, doctor?
Well, some kid stuck his finger in my ass. He had an Uno reverse card. It was a whole thing. What's wrong with him?
Oh, well, you see, I threatened Marvin with not doing anything with him for a whole month, and he started writhing around like this.
Wait, what do you mean not doing anything with him?
You know, anything.
Oh, well, you can't take water away from a fish. Fish need water.
Well, I took it back, but he's still throwing a fit.
Well, maybe he wants butt stuff.
That's fine. Marvin, just cut it out.
Wait, that actually works? Hold on, I gotta go try that with my wife. Hey, Karen, can we do butt stuff?
Ew, Boyney, no!
Ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ooh, ee, ooh.
Boyney, what are you doing?
Ooh, I'm in so much pain.
Boyney, what is this?
Oh, ow, butt stuff, I need it.
Ooh. What? No, Boyney, cut it out!
So it's not gonna work?
No, Boyney!
Okay. It didn't work. Marvin, you better get up and get that butt.
My back.
Wait, your back?
My back hurts.
Well, did he do anything to hurt his back?
No, we were just sitting here.
Well, you didn't get on top of him, did you?
No, we were just sitting here on the couch.
Huh. It seems like a pretty comfy couch. I don't see what could've... Ooh, a little too damn comfy. Maybe I need to test this out.
Doctor!
Oh, hold on. I'm just thinking. I think maybe I just need to lay here with my eyes closed. Well, I think on my left side. Yeah. That's nice.
Doctor!
How long was I asleep? I mean thinking.
Well, what about Marvin?
Oh, yeah, his back. Well, I mean, I guess I could take an edible and lay back down.
What?
I mean, take an x-ray of his back. I'll go get an x-ray. Hey there, I totally did not just take an edible out in my car, and I have Marvin's x-ray.
What is that?
It's an X on a stingray. An x-ray. This thing killed Steve Irwin. Fuck you, stingray.
Wait, what does that have to do with Marvin's back?
Nothing, it's a joke.
Okay, well, did you get an x-ray of his back?
Well, I got an x-ray, yeah, here you go.
What is that?
It's a fractured spine.
Wait, Marvin broke his back?
Uh-huh.
Well, how did he do that sitting on the couch?
Well, you see, when they were making Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel, Napoleon Bonaparte's great-great-nephew Kevin Bonaparte actually visited the set on two non-consecutive days because he was such a big fan of the first movie.
What?
I have no fucking idea. Look it up.
Well, what are we gonna do about Marvin?
Oh, yeah. Hey, your back's broken, buddy.
Oh, what are we gonna do for the pain? It hurts so bad.
Well, I got two options for you. I can either give you this shot that will instantly fix your back and take away all the pain, or I can give you this pill that will add 1 inch to the length of your wiener. But you can't do both. You gotta pick one.
Oh, my back.
It's okay, Marvin. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, man. I don't blame you. I would have picked the same thing. Anyway, I'm gonna go drive.
Wait. Is there anything Marvin shouldn't do?
Yeah, meth.
No, is there anything Marvin should avoid doing?
Well, I mean, obviously meth, but other than that, I also wouldn't pick up strangers on the road, because they might offer you meth.
No, I mean, is there anything Marvin shouldn't do so he doesn't hurt his back worse?
Oh, yeah, tons of things. I mean, you know, don't go skydiving without a parachute, don't walk on the train tracks with headphones on. I mean, if we list them all, I'm going to be here all day.
Just go.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, baby. I don't understand how I broke my back just sitting on the couch.
Well, maybe you messed up your back flopping around when you were throwing a fit.
Oh, yeah, I was moving around a lot.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, my back.
What's wrong with you?
I broke my back, Jeffy.
Hey, how'd you do that?
I was just sitting here and it randomly broke.
Oh, sounds like you deserved it.
Jeffy!
For being a shithead.
Jeffy!
Well, you wouldn't let me go swimming!
Jeffy, you're talking like you're the reason that this happened.
Marvin, that's impossible. Jeffy wasn't even in the room when it happened. It was just you and me sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I was outside stepping on all the cracks.
Jeffy, that doesn't make sense. It's step on a crack and break your mother's back, and my back is fine.
Well, I have cheat codes.
Jeffy, since I broke my back, you're going to have to do a lot more work around the house. Like I'm talking, you're going to have to do the dishes. You're going to have to take out the trash. You're going to have to scrub the floors. You're going to have to scrub the bathrooms. You're going to have to deep clean.
Fuck all of that. He's high as shit if he thinks I'm going to do any of those chores. I got to figure out a way to get my daddy's back not to be broken anymore.
You're also going to have to trim the hedges, and you're also going to have to go and mow the lawn.
All right, Daddy. Well, I'm going to get started on all that. You just sit right there and relax.
Okay. Draw four, Junior.
I'm not drawing four.
You have to.
No, I don't feel like holding four more cards.
Those are the rules. You have to draw four.
No, I'm skipping.
Do you have a skip card?
No.
Well, okay, Junior, if you're not going to play the game, I'm quitting.
Hey, guys, my daddy's back really is broken.
Well, that's what you wanted. Why are you sad?
Well, because now that my daddy's back is broken, he's making me do more chores around the house.
Yeah, people with broken backs are a burden to society. They always whine and want you to do stuff for them.
And you got what you wanted. Your dad's back's broken.
Well, is there any way that we can reverse it and take his pain away?
No, we already used a reverse card today.
Wait, Junior, I just realized, why did it break his adoptive dad's back? Shouldn't it have been his real dad's back?
Well, see, that's his stepdad, and he stepped on a crack, so he broke his stepdad's back.
Well, no, that's not his stepdad, that's his adoptive father. He legally adopted him, that's his dad.
Well, maybe the card goes by the law, it doesn't go off your biological dad.
Junior, did you just try to say biological?
That's what I said.
No, you said biological. That's not a word.
You knew what I was trying to say, so why are you bringing that up and doing that? You're embarrassing me.
I feel like you gave up saying it at the end because you knew I was going to say it right and you just wanted to say it.
Well, we all know what I was trying to say, so why are you making a big deal? Now it's really embarrassing.
Well, I was just trying to make sure you knew the right word.
Listen, it did the right dad. What's the fucking problem?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Jeffy. What was your question?
Well, is there a way that we can reverse my daddy's pain so I don't have to do chores all over the house?
Well, we can't reverse it, but...
Oh, a skip card.
Yeah, I have a skip card. You could just skip the pain, you know.
Okay, well, I guess I'll try that.
Yeah, go put it on his back and I'll skip the pain.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you did that in front of him.
What?
That was embarrassing. Why would you... Who does that?
You said the wrong...
I know I said the wrong word. I don't even think I already knew that. I don't know what I was saying.
Okay.
I know it's a big word, and you're just going to embarrass me in front of him like that, because now he's going to think I don't know what words that I'm saying.
He's not going to think that.
No, God.
Ugh, ow, hey there.
What happened to you?
Well, I was driving high as fuck, and I saw Winnie the Pooh in the road, so I swerved not to hit him, and then I crashed into a tree, and I think I messed my neck up pretty bad. Luckily, I'm a doctor, so I already had a neck brace.
Oh, well, it looks like we're both going to be recovering from major injuries.
I just wish I had a way to skip all this pain.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, I got a way to fix your back so you won't be in pain anymore.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up, Jeffy. You're just lying.
No, Danny, look, it's an Uno skip card.
That's just a card from a stupid card game. It's not going to do anything for my back.
Yes, it will. Look, give me that.
What do you mean?
Well, look, if you put that card on your injury, it'll skip the healing process and all the pain, and it'll be all better.
Well, give me that. Give me that card.
Give me that card.
I want it.
I want the card. Marvin, I have a lot of jobs. I need to be able to work. I need to get that card.
Well, I want my back pain fixed.
Marvin, you just sit on your ass all day. This injury is perfect for you. I need the card.
No, I need it. Give me it, Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin, I'll make you a deal. Look, if you let me have that skip card, I'll give you this draw four wild card. It'll add 4 inches to your wiener, and you can make it whatever color you want, but it will also make the pain you're feeling 4 times worse.
Oh my god, the pain! It's 4 times worse!
Oh, Marvin, I promise it'll be worth it! I just don't know why you picked the color green!
You actually tried, didn't
it? It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's
going
to pick our song.
Not
so get out of here.
No, more. He likes the song a lot more. That's one
of the boys. I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing here?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee said you were a trash song.
No, Chef Pee, you made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee. It sounds like Dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee's not good. Which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo! You silly ass, goofy ass, caretaker head ass, old pale face ass little boy. You actually tried to compare the PP, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga. You got the pants on papers.
You didn't win either.
What?
Huh? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, shit, PP sound like penis looking ass, boy.
How the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you won.
What? Goofy ass,
basketball
shirt,
wearing ass,
no pants,
hard ass.
Looking like a whole ugly ass.
What'd you get, people?
Kind of
froze.
Well,
so who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I entered myself in my own competition.
Wait, you can't enter yourself.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I make the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video.
I'm the grease guy tripping on your mom's chain. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
Pull up to the drive-thru,
kicking up and carry.
She taking every nugget,
better swallow in a hurry.
I'm the clown with the combo, making that girl scream. Get your girl sucking ketchup right off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant. I'm the truth, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She sucked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take your girl, I guarantee you will be pouting. Yeah, I'm flipping them patty, she grabbing my meat. She called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes. She suck on my nuggets while breaking my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth. She swallowed my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon, the greasy sensation. She loving my menu with no hesitation.
Grease got dripping from your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good it make your arteries clap.
Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm tapping every ear. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on her lap.
I'm the reason you will peace, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy, dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. Donald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great, Elephant Dookie, nothing but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass. Mm-hmm. That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's
right. Well, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still ass, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking. I'm upset. I'm fucking. What a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass.
What do you want to do today?
Cody, that's my line.
Yeah, dude, shut up and know your role.
Sorry, I just wanted to say it this time.
No, shut up.
Okay.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's play Tyrone versus the Cops.
What kind of game is that?
Oh, bro, it's this sick game where you play as this guy named Tyrone, and you have to versus the cops. Hey, yeah, give me back my rights.
Well, let's play it. Can I download it for PlayStation 5?
No, dude, it's on PC.
Well, I don't have a PC. I'm not sweaty enough. Cody, do you have a PC?
Yeah, I have one at home, but my mom limits my screen time, and there are parental controls on it, so I can't go on any websites that start with a P or an X. So I have to search Big Wee Wee on Google Images, and sometimes I find a good one.
Oh, well, if we don't have a computer, how else can we play?
You can play it on a Steam Deck, dude.
We don't have a boat, Joseph.
It's not a boat, dude. Look at the commercials right there.
Oh, that's convenient.
Hey there. I'm TikTok superstar Shane Bastion. Now, I bet you're at home playing your Atari or on your computer and you can't leave the house, but not me. I can game on the go because I've got a Steam Deck. I'm playing Tyrone versus the Cops, and I can play it anywhere. What other console can you play on the go other than that one console I can't legally say the name of? But get yourself a Steam Deck. Only 650 smackaroons.
Whoa, I want that.
Oh, no, Junior, stop eating my hair. Joseph, get him off.
Dude, you know he does that when he wants something.
I know, but we can't afford it. Pinch his ear, it's the only way.
Come on, Junior.
Okay, damn. I want that.
But Junior, that's 650 smackaroons. That's way too many smackaroons. Where are we gonna get that many smackaroons?
I don't have any smackaroons. Do you have any, Joseph?
I'm broke as a joke, bro.
Well, Cody, do you have any smackaroons we can borrow?
Let me see. I only have 140 smackaroons.
Whoa, Cody, where'd you get so many smackaroons?
Well, I work at my aunt's bakery selling macaroons for smackaroons. She gives me 5 smackaroons for every dozen macaroons.
Oh, well, we only need 500 more smackaroons.
Oh, that was close. You were 10 off. But still, Junior, where are we gonna get all those smackaroons?
Oh, I got an idea. We could have a yard sale today.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, we could have a nighttime yard sale. No one's ever heard of it, and that's why we'll make so much money. So look, go to your house and grab all the stuff you're willing to sell.
Okay.
All right, Joseph, you go to your house, too.
I live in a dumpster.
Go to your dumpster and grab stuff you want to sell.
Okay, dude.
All right, yeah, we're going to have a... wait, you left Ken!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was about to sell him.
Okay, Junior, I'm back with my stuff.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Ooh, show me what you have.
Wait, Junior, where's your stuff?
Oh, I looked at my toys and I decided I don't want to get rid of any of my stuff.
Oh, so you want us to get rid of our stuff?
Yeah, what do you have?
Well, I have this copy of Over the Hedge on DVD, Holographic Collector's Edition, fuck with your boy, and I got this Sticky Hulk... He's not very sticky anymore, but give me 20 minutes, I'll make him sticky. And I got this jumbo sticky hand from Dave & Buster's, still in the packaging. I could get at least 100 tickets for that bad boy. And check it out, I have this original classic Kodak camera. It even still has 2 pictures left on it. Okay, well, maybe it's more like 1 picture now. Well, might as well take a selfie with it while I have it. Okay, guys, say cheese.
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 Oh, shit, I think I blinked. Well, I guess we'll find out in 1 to 2 business days.
Dude, let me show you what I got. I got this sick Naruto book. Man, Sasuke went nuts in this shit. Oh, and a whole bunch of football cards. But my favorite one is this autographed Deshaun Watson card. It came with a free massage, but I never cashed it in on it.
It doesn't look autographed.
Oh, it's sticky. That's how he signs it.
Oh.
Yeah, my grandma gave me this crucifix, too. But my life's so shitty, dude. There can't be a God. There's no way.
What, Joseph, why would you throw that?
Dude, I don't need it. My life sucks.
But what if you get cursed or some shit?
It's not real. It's not gonna happen, dude.
What? There's someone at the door. Maybe it's pizza.
Why would you think it's pizza?
Well, why else would the door ring at night? Come on, Cody. It might be a lot of pizzas.
Okay.
Hello?
Ah!
Junior, why are there nuns at your door?
I don't know. What do you guys want?
They're not guys, Junior. They're women.
Really? Those are some ugly girls. What do you ladies want?
Oh, I think they're mad that we threw the cross.
Well, we didn't throw the cross. That was Joseph.
Junior thinks she wants you to take it.
Oh, no, we don't want it. You can have it.
Junior, take the cross. Just take the cross.
Oh, yeah, I actually did want it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Dude, was there pizza at the door?
No, there was none.
Junior, that's so fucking funny. That's a hoot. That's a hoot and a half. Oh, my God, Junior, the real knee slapper. That was a regular goof-a-palooza. I'm going to write that one down.
I don't get what's funny, dude.
Oh, you asked if there was pizza at the door, and there was none.
To China. Oh, kid, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I'll promise I'll come visit you as soon as I can. I'll join the NBA, and then I'll suck so bad they put me in the China League, and then I'll go live there, and then I'll visit you. Does that sound good?
Hey, Cody, say that Ken found his green card and hand him this.
Okay. Ken actually found his green card. Oh, he did? Let me see. Haha, Uno reverse card. Now you have to get deported. Oh, shit.
Come on, mate. Time to go to China.
I don't want to go to China.
Those are the rules.
Oh, damn you, kid. You win this time. Damn you, Uno reverse card. Yay, Ken doesn't have to get deported now because of the Uno reverse card. Those are the rules.
you want to do tonight?
Ooh, we should watch the movie Cats. I want to see me some rum-tum-tugger, and then maybe Junior can give me a rum-tum-tug.
Aw, I love Grizabella.
Dude, I don't want to watch a cat movie. Let's watch Air Buzz. Where my dog's at, you know?
Yeah, let's watch a dog movie like Marley and Me.
But I really want to watch a movie about cats. Hey, how about we watch Cats versus Dogs, and then we can all be happy.
Why are our only options animal movies?
Oh, Junior, you know what? I think I left my phone in your room. I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna help her find it. I'm good at finding phones.
We could watch Cat Dog. You know, it's about a cat and a dog fused together.
You don't think that's weird?
Well, I mean, it's kind of weird because they're fused together, and it's like, how do they poop? And do they both have penises or just one penis and they share it? And then who feels it, you know?
No, I meant like Joseph went to go help Penelope look for her phone.
Well, he said he was good at finding phones.
That's a weird thing to be good at finding.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm gonna go check on him.
Okay.
Damn, girl!
Joseph, Penelope, where you guys at?
Oh, what's up, bro?
Penelope, why are you in bed with Joseph?
Because he's hot.
Yeah, she ain't lying. And once she go black, she never go back. Let's go, girl. Round three. Woo! Damn,
Junior, why are you screaming like that?
What was it?
It must have been a bad dream or something.
What, I fell asleep?
Yeah, you fell asleep during the movie. I knew you weren't going to stay up.
Oh, it was just a dream. Thank God it was just a dream. Chevy, I had the worst dream ever. I had a dream that my girlfriend Penelope cheated on me with my best friend Joseph.
Oh, wow, that's disgusting. Well, it's just a dream, Junior. But if it's not, damn, get your money up, little nigga. God, get your funds up, broke boy. Broke-ass nigga. God, leave. Lose ass.
Okay, thanks for the advice, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah, you can't be a broke boy near Pee-Pee.
That must be my friend at the door. Hello?
Hey, Junior!
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Penelope, why are you standing next to Joseph?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
Like, I don't understand why Cody's not between you guys.
Well, I don't know. This is just how we walked here.
You walked the whole way here with Penelope and Joseph standing next to each other?
Well, we didn't think about it, but yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm black, but I'm not gonna rob her ass.
And come to think of it, I was standing closest to the road, so I totally could have gotten hit by oncoming traffic.
Yeah, I wish a truck would have hit your ass.
Oh, I hate you!
I hate you, too!
And now you guys are flirting?
Dude, we're not flirting, I promise you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Jenny?
I don't know, I don't like this whole situation. Like, Cody, can you please stand between them?
Why? We're just gonna come in anyway.
Can you please just stand between them? I don't like what I'm seeing.
Okay, fine.
Oh my God, it's not that serious, bro.
Alright guys, now you can come in.
Okay. Oh my God.
So, guys, what movie do you want to watch? I think we should watch the movie Cats. I want to see me some rum-tum-tugger, and then maybe Junior can give me a rum-tum-tug.
Aw, I love Grizabella.
Dude, I don't want to watch a stupid Cats movie. Let's watch Air Buzz. Where my dog's at, you know?
Junior, movie suggestions?
I want to watch Marley and Me.
But I really want to watch a movie about cats. Hey, if we watch Cats versus Dogs, then we can all be happy.
Why are our only options animal movies?
Hey, I think I left my phone at home, but I don't want to walk by myself to go get it. Junior, are you gonna offer to walk with me to get my phone?
I was gonna see if Joseph would offer first.
Dude, why would I offer? I would offer to trip her ass in the road or something.
Because you're good at finding phones?
Dude, that's not a skill.
Junior, can you walk with me to go get my phone or not?
You don't need your phone. You're with me. You don't need to text other guys.
But what if my dad calls?
Your dad's a guy. He counts. You can't text him either.
Oh, you're so weird.
Can you please just sit next to me and not between me and Joseph?
I am sitting next to you, Junior.
But I don't want you sitting next to Joseph. Can you sit between me and Cody, please?
Why, Junior? Why are you being so weird?
Please just do that. It'll make you feel a lot more comfortable.
Oh, my God, fine!
You guys want to watch Cat Dog?
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's kind of weird because it's a cat and a dog fused together. Like, how do they poop? And do they have penises? And do they have, like, one penis and share it? And even then, who feels it? Oh, Junior, come with me. There's a surprise at the door.
What is it?
Well, it's a surprise. I have to show you. Come on, let's go.
Wait, just me and you? Like, you want me to leave Penelope and Joseph on the couch alone?
Yeah, so what?
No, Penelope has to go with us.
Okay, how about you and Penelope go get it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thanks, buddy. Wait. I like that. You think with your head. Okay. Yeah, you're on my side. Come on.
What?
Hello?
Hey, they got DoorDash. Wait, Penelope?
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm DoorDashing.
Why are you in your doctor's outfit?
Oh, I DoorDash in between surgeries to get some extra munion.
What?
Munion. It's what young people call money.
Oh, my God, Dad. I hate when you use young people terms. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, come on, Penelope. Don't be a hater just because your dad's out there getting that munion.
Please stop saying that.
I'm edging, Penelope.
No, you're not, Dad.
I'm gooning for munion.
No, you're not, Dad!
Look, just take these hot dogs and have yourself a skibbity toilet day, okay? Ohio baby Gronk.
Oh my God, I hate my life!
Dude, what's Junior's problem today? Is he like racist or something?
I don't know, he's just in a weird mood.
Cody, you DoorDash something?
Yeah, get us some hot dogs!
Oh my God, now we can watch a movie about cats because we'll have cats and dogs!
Why'd you get us hot dogs, Cody?
Because they're good.
Junior, that's rude! Just say thank you!
Oh, okay, thank you, Cody.
Alright, let me pass these out. Alright guys, start sucking down your dogs. I would eat mine in front of you guys, but this video would get age restricted.
Dude, why are my hot dogs so damn big?
Oh yeah, sorry about that. I accidentally ordered two big ones.
Aw, I'm just so hungry. I don't think this is enough for me.
Do you want some of my big hot dog?
Sure, I'll take it.
Of course you want some of Joseph's big hot dog.
Well yeah, Junior, he offered.
Yeah dude, I got plenty and this would definitely fill her up.
Of course it would fill her up, look at her.
Well listen, it's just so small, it's not gonna fill me up.
Yeah, sharing is caring, dude, and she's begging for it. Let me give it to her.
I know she's begging for it. She needs to shut up.
Junior, I just want more food.
Bro, I'm about to shove it in her mouth just to keep her quiet.
Of course you'd love to do that, you sick freak.
Junior, what's your problem?
Dude, look, if she wants it, I'm gonna give it to her, bro, at any time of the day.
I know you are, guys. I want you to shut up. I'm gonna go get drinks because I'm thirsty. Cody, can you please keep an eye on Penelope and make sure she doesn't do anything while I'm gone?
I don't need a babysitter, Junior.
Cody, just please make sure that she doesn't touch Joseph's hot dog, please.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Cody, so I'm thinking I should start wearing hats. Like, I could be a hat girl now.
Oh, that could be cool. What kind of hat?
I don't know, like maybe baseball hats?
Ooh, you should get a green one. That way it matches your eyes and the bottom of your shoes.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Hey, Joseph, can I try on your baseball hat?
Yeah, whatever. Just don't lose it. I think Michael Jordan wore it once.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it.
Joseph, what do you think?
Well, it's pretty tight.
Pretty tight? How would you know?
Dude, she's wearing my hat. That's how I know.
Why are you wearing Joseph's hat?
Because I asked him if I could try it on.
Why are you wearing another man's hat?
Because I think I could be a hat girl now. Like, I could pull it off.
Yeah, the hat matches her eyes or something like that.
How do you know Penelope's eye color? Why are you staring at her eyes?
Dude, Cody pointed it out.
That's true. I did say that.
So now I have to worry about you too?
I'm gay.
Junior, why are you being so weird today?
Okay, you know what? Take your hat back, Joseph. I think I need to talk to my boys. Can you leave?
Excuse me?
Can you just please be a good girlfriend and go to the other room?
Are you serious right now?
I need to talk to the bros.
Okay.
Dude, what's your problem?
Okay, your hat fell.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it right here.
All
right,
so the problem is, guys, earlier, before you guys got here, I fell asleep, and I had a dream that you banged Penelope.
That's a funny-ass dream, but really a nightmare, because that would never happen, dude. She's butt-fucking ugly, dude. She wears glasses, and she wears plaid like a total nerd. Isn't that right, Cody?
Yeah, I agree. Total nerd.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up, Joseph.
Yeah.
I was just really worried. I don't know. After I had that dream, it felt so real, and then when I opened the door, you were right next to her, and sorry, guys, for being such a lame square. I just started freaking out when I saw her next to Joseph.
Dude, it would never be real.
Thank you so much for telling me that.
Yeah.
All right, let me go get Penelope and tell her this whole thing was a big misunderstanding. Penelope, are you in here?
Hey, nerd.
What? Penelope, you're in bed with Bully?
Yeah, because he's hot.
Yeah, she left the zero and got with the hero.
Screaming like that.
That was a dream too.
You must have had a bad nightmare. I fell asleep during the movie.
What? I fell asleep during the movie?
Yeah, I knew you weren't gonna stay up.
I had a dream inside a dream, and my first dream was that Joseph banged my girlfriend, and then I had another dream that Bully banged my girlfriend.
Well, get your money on up, broke ass boy, old stupid ass, goof ass, ugly ass, dumb ass boy. Ooh, broke ass. Ugh.
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee.
Anytime.
Oh no, who's that? Hello?
Hey, Junior.
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Oh, wait a minute. Joseph, do you like Penelope?
Ew, hell no, dude.
Alright, guys, come inside.
Okay.
Alright, guys, ready for movie night? I think we should watch the movie Cats, because I'm ready.
Rum Tum Tugger, I know.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because you love Rum Tum Tugger. You don't stop talking about it.
Oh.
I love
Grizabella.
How did you know that, Junior?
Because you're my girlfriend. Of course I know what your favorite character in the movie Cats is.
Oh my god, I love that.
Forget Grizabella, dude.
We're not watching Air Bud.
Dude, why not? I mean, how do you know?
Because you always want to watch Air Bud, Joseph. How about we don't watch a movie and we just wait for Cody's DoorDash?
Wait, how did you know I ordered DoorDash?
You always DoorDash hot dogs on movie nights.
Oh.
Let me eat penis.
He is good. Now go to jail. Yes, go on. Yes, all the way to jail.
Bitch, every dime are big. Bitch, every dime are big. Guys, big.
Cody, why are you so scared?
Yeah, dude, calm down.
But guys, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. He killed 15 people, and a lot of them were gay. He's like the gay boogeyman. The boogeyman for gays. My mom always checks under my bed for Jeffrey Dahmer.
So why would he only kill gay people?
Well, he killed straight people, too.
And some black people. Yeah, he had a thing for us, dude.
So he killed gay black people.
Someone was straight. Come on now.
Yeah, and he also ate people.
Ate people?
Yeah, like ate them.
Like ate their bodies.
Like actually ate them.
Wait, could he not afford food?
No, I think he could. I just think he'd like to eat people.
Has he ever tried a Happy Meal?
Well, I'm sure he did. He just preferred people.
Who would want to eat people?
I don't know. He's insane.
Like on the guitar?
What? No, like mentally insane. Why would you assume the guitar?
Because usually when people say that guy's insane, they mean he's insane on the guitar.
No, people don't usually mean that.
So, was he good at the guitar?
No, I don't know. That's not what he was known for. I think if he was, he would have started a band called The People Eaters and used his music to attract people to eat.
So why didn't he do that?
Because I don't think he was good at the guitar. It's not what he's known for. Look, he just fucking ate people, okay?
Okay, damn. Well, how do we know he ate people? Like, how do we know those people didn't try to eat him first and he just ate them back?
I don't think 15 random people all tried to eat him and then he just out-ate them.
Okay, well, do we know that for a fact?
He admitted to doing it.
Well, why didn't you just say that? I wouldn't have asked all these questions if you said he admitted to it.
Oh, Jesus, Junior. Look, the point is that he's free now, and he's really dangerous.
He's not free. He's still in jail.
Well, yeah, but what if he escapes?
They're not going to let him escape.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to let him escape.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be revisiting the case of Jeffrey Dahmer, who is accused and convicted of killing and eating 15 people back in 1992. You were then sentenced to 15 life sentences, but you were killed in prison by a fellow prisoner, so you were unable to fulfill all of your life sentences. So now you have been brought back to life to fulfill the rest of your 14 life sentences, and every time you die, you will be resurrected, and then you will serve another life sentence until eventually justice is finally served. Mr. Dahmer, do you have anything you would like to say to this court before you go back to prison again?
Yummy penis.
Well, I've never tried it, so I will have to take your word for it. Guard, take him away.
Come on. Stop trying to bite me. All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. It's time for you to serve the rest of your life sentence. Yes?
I'm hungry.
Oh, well, I think in the cafeteria today they got bologna sandwiches.
Ooh.
How about penis sandwiches?
Nope, none of that. I think they're fresh out of that.
Darn it.
Oh yeah, I forgot you eat people. Well, try not to eat your cellmate.
Cellmate?
What's up, fresh meat? My name Bubbles.
How'd you get a milkshake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I use my shower tokens. You know what that mean, right? I got a dirty ass.
Hey, Jeffrey, they have hot dogs in the cafeteria. That's kind of like a penis sandwich.
Oh, God, why?
No thanks. I'm full.
You ate your cellmate, but only his ass?
Yummy.
Oh, God. That's just,
what's the matter? What, do you got a hair? What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
Hairy ass.
Oh, okay. That's it. You're going to solitary confinement. No, come on, Jeffrey. Come out of there.
No.
Jeffrey, come on.
No.
Jeffrey, if you go to solitary confinement, I'll give you a picture of a naked man.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus, it is such a mess in there. I'm gonna have to clean all of this shit up.
Jeffrey, you open this door right now.
No.
Jeffrey, you open it.
I'm gonna go eat penis.
No, Jeffrey, don't you eat penis. Jeffrey, you better not eat penis. Open this door, don't eat penis.
Breaking news, UK. Jeffrey Dahmer, who was just brought back to life today, has escaped from prison. If you see this man, please stay away from him and call the police because he might eat your
penis. Uh-oh! Junior, you said they weren't going to let him escape, and now he escaped, and now he's going to eat my wee-wee.
He's not going to eat your wee-wee.
Have you seen it, Junior? It's a very edible wee-wee. It's like a piece of string cheese.
A piece of string cheese?
Yeah, like a little nub of mozzarella.
Why is it so pale?
Well, I don't tan my wee-wee. It doesn't get a lot of sun.
I don't think he wants to eat your wee-wee.
But, Junior, I'm gay. I'm like a filet mignon for him.
And I'm black. I'm well done.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to eat me and Joseph.
Well, he's not going to eat you guys. And Joseph, isn't this usually when you say I'm out of here, dude?
Yeah, but I'm not going outside, dude. He's probably waiting on me there.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to walk home and go tell my parents Jeffrey Dahmer escaped so we can move to Europe. I'm pretty sure he won't get a passport. It's okay, Cody. You're almost home. You're just walking, alone, at night, with a very edible penis in your shorts. But that's okay. Jeffrey Dahmer can't get you because he's all the way in Wisconsin. And you're in Florida. Yeah, there's no way he could walk here in that time. Yeah, you're safe.
Yummy.
What was that? Was that the Jeffrey Dahmer sound?
Yummy. Penis.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer! Wait, is that actually Jeffrey Dahmer? Oh, no, that's just Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. Huh, that's weird. I've been wondering where he's been all this time. Jeffrey Dahmer! Jeffrey Dahmer, help!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude, I'm bored.
Hold on, I got an idea. Starbelly Dreamlights, Magical Unicorn.
Wow!
Does sound pretty dope, dude.
Yeah, it's the fucking titties.
Meh, guys, meh!
Well, Cody, what are you doing here? We thought you left.
I did, but then, wait, what's going on here?
Oh, let me show you. Slit thumb, wet thumb, in a thumb.
Yeah, we restarted the video because you left. We thought the video was going to continue with you in the road.
Oh, well, no. I saw Jeffrey Dahmer outside in the road, and he tried to get me.
He did?
Yeah, he's outside, like right outside your door right now. He tried to eat my wee-wee.
Well, then call the cops, Cody.
Okay.
Get rid of that, Jeffy. We'll stay with the Jeffrey Dahmer video.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Hey, Jeffrey Dahmer, hey! You know, I'm starting to think maybe you saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
I did, he was outside, he tried to eat my wee-wee!
Oh, okay. Well, before I go look for him, I gotta get all the witnesses' names. So what's your name?
Cody.
What's your name?
I didn't see it happen.
Just tell me your name.
Junior.
And what's your name?
Joseph.
What's your name?
Jeffrey.
Okay, I think I have everything I need. What? Say your name again?
Jeffrey.
Huh, okay. Huddle up, everybody. Just one second. Not you. Oh, guys, is that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer right there?
What? No, that's our friend Jeffy.
Okay. Well, you see, this is why you kids aren't cops. See, sometimes when criminals are trying to hide, they have an alias. That's like their name, but not their name. And Jeffy sounds pretty fucking close to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whoa, you're so smart. You should be a cop.
I am. I really don't think that's Jeffrey Dahmer. Listen, kid, do you make $30,000 a year? No? Exactly. So just let me do my job. Hey, Jeffy, you're coming with me.
Where are we going?
To prison! You're under arrest!
What?
I really don't think he got the right guy.
Order, order, order! Welcome back, Mr. Dahmer. You are now being accused of eating your cellmate's ass to death and escaping from prison. That's another life sentence. You're back up to 15 life sentences there, mister. Back to prison you go.
But my name's Jeffy, not Jeffrey.
Removing the R from your name does not change what you've done. Prison!
All right, come on, Jeffrey. All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. Or Jeffy Dahmer.
But I didn't even do anything!
Yeah, I saw you eat butt.
This is a regular Tuesday for me!
All right, kids, you got nothing to worry about. Jeffrey Dahmer's locked up in a cell in prison in Wisconsin. Man, I drive fast.
Officer, I really don't think you got the right guy. The real Jeffrey Dahmer looks like Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, that's enough lip out of you. You know what? You're starting to look a lot like Jeffrey Dahmer to me. What's your name?
Cody.
Oh, never mind. It's not even close. Oh, kid, I think you should go answer it.
Why me?
Listen, I've driven around all over the place today. I'm really tired, okay? You go answer it.
Okay.
It's not even his house. I could have answered it.
Well, hello?
Hey, Jeffrey Dahmer! Hey!
Did you kids hear that? Sounds like the cry of somebody who just saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer! Hey!
What, you saw Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, he was at the front door, and I left it open, so he's probably coming inside.
Well, why would you leave the door open?
I don't know, I just panicked.
Well, officer, go attack him.
Fuck that! He's a serial killer and he eats wee-wees. I'm scared.
But your job is to protect and serve.
I don't even have a gun, man.
So then what are we gonna do?
Penis buffet for me, please.
Oh no, kids, we're all gonna lose our wee-wees!
I don't wanna lose my wee-wee!
Wait a minute. Do you guys hear that? It sounds like the Sky Viper!
He's down! Jeffrey's down! Go arrest him!
Okay! Alright, Jeffrey Dahmer, you're under arrest!
But penis, I want to eat it.
I know you do, bud. There'll be plenty of that in prison. I mean, no!
You're not going to let me eat penis, are you?
What? No, Jesus, I just said no. Why do you want to do it? Come on, let's go. All right, Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know how you escaped again, but you're not going to escape again. Wait a minute, there's two Jeffrey Dahmers. That's not possible. Which one is the real one?
Penis.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely you. Come on, buddy, you can come out of there.
Taco Tuesday!
I'm gonna eat all the tacos!
Wait, guys, didn't LeBron James trademark Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, that goof tried and failed! I was the first person to put tacos in the oven on a Tuesday!
But we got these tacos from Taco Bell.
That's besides the point, Cody! God, just eat your tacos and enjoy them!
Yeah, enjoy the tacos, Cody!
Guys, the news!
Breaking news! Okay, a leader of the Mexican cartel is in a high-speed police chase with speeds reaching over 100 miles an hour. Police are urging people to stay off the streets.
A high-speed chase?
He died in the Breaking Bad video.
Dude, what if he tries to come here and steal all our tacos?
I don't want our tacos to get stolen.
Guys, what are the odds? He's gonna come here. Oh, there he is.
Guys, you have to hide me. That police chase was crazy and those guys are loco. Can I hide behind your couch?
Hey, Joseph, can you Google how to say yes in Spanish?
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro.
It's C.
Well, don't spell it. Just tell me what it is.
I'm not spelling it. I'm telling you the word. It's C.
C what?
The word is C.
It's C, dude.
What? S-I. It doesn't even begin with a C, Cody.
I wasn't spelling it. I was telling you what the word was. Ow!
You're such a doofus. C.
Gracias, amigo. It'll be like I'm never here. Quiet as a mouse.
Try to spell it wrong.
I think he ran in here.
Hey, you kids seen a Mexican?
Joseph, can you Google the Spanish word for no?
Yeah, bro, I got you.
No.
I know you're not going to tell me, Cody. Shut up.
No, Junior, the word is no.
There's no way they didn't think of anything for the word no.
Dude, it's actually no.
I told you.
So they say C for yes, but they just gave up on the word no? No, we haven't seen him.
Well, what about him? He's a little brown.
But he's not Mexican, Simmons. Look, if there hasn't been a Mexican in here, then why are all these tacos around?
Because it's Taco Tuesday!
Look, Simmons, a sombrero. I think he's attracted to all the tacos. Follow my lead. Wow, there sure are a lot of tacos around.
Yeah, these tacos sure look delicious.
I would love to eat one of these tacos.
Are they supreme?
Are they supreme?
They're just regular.
They're just regular.
Yeah.
Also, Padres, I got your Taco Bell right here. I already ate some. I'm going to just take this because the Taco Bell was like $15. You already owed me $25, and I had to pay for gas. So, you know, I think I can just take all this. I mean, hey, I fought a Sith Lord for you. But hey, yeah, I mean, you won the pod race. That was pretty cool. I saw it. So thanks for watching. This video was supposed to go up on May the 4th. You know, like, May the 4th be with you. That's like a Star Wars day. But we had to order this Lego set from, like, Columbia, and they didn't offer next-day shipping, so we couldn't upload this till May the 8th. And that's, like, that's not really a Star Wars thing. I mean, there's, like, Darth... Aether, you know, the eighth pyre strikes back. I don't know, whatever. It's May 8th. It's a Star Wars video.
Well, alarm clock boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clockman!
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us!
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work! It's genius!
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant!
But, Clockman, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course! Alarm, Clockman! Hand me the hammer!
Very well, Clockman!
Now, broadcast us to the world!
With pleasure!
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost 2025?
What?
What? Wait.
What the fuck did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025?
Yeah, wait, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right, no, yeah.
What year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was, no. No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't, no dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
But I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah. Let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now,
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, Clockman.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Does this one
clock, man.
Thank you, alarm clock boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them.
And your alarm clocks, too.
We're not just going to bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time.
Well, attention, world. Bring us all of your phones and cars and microwaves and ovens and refrigerators and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits. Stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm clock boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
Well, those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, alarm clock boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks in the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm clock boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm clock boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks.
Like Santa Claus.
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, alarm clock boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house.
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left. Down. Right. Up. Left. Down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, alarm clock boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, alarm clock boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one is done for. To the kitchen.
Look, clock man, the microwave!
Get the time off, get the time off!
Got it.
Good God almighty, the stove!
Oh, God! Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next!
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, you too? No way!
Look, alarm clock boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, alarm clock boy, the time on the refrigerator.
In fact, the weather.
It is.
Look, clock man.
man! This fridge even has YouTube, and Facebook, and Instagram!
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge! Suck Cloakman's... I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, Cloakman, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Ooh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, alarm clock boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks in the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Yes, help me with the fridge.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
Shh, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
All
right, time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
What are you doing here?
You think a restraining order can keep me away from you, bitch?
No way. Yeah, he's out there.
Nah, bitch, you're gonna die.
Kill each other.
Body hit the flow, bitch. Body hit the flow. When the bullets hit your ass and your chest and your throat. Bodies hit the flow, bitch, bodies hit the flow. Have him swimming in his blood while he crawling on the floor. Boo, 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 boo. Bullets sounding just like thunder. Rock him just like a baby, I'll make that nigga slumber.
Boom.
Boo, 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 boo. Bullets about to take him under. Hit his bitch ass with a car since he wanna be a runner.
All right. He's not ruthless.
Now that bullet like Swiss cheese. And your man look at me wrong, I get it popping like fish grease. Blood stains all over the concrete. Do, 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 do. I just killed a nigga auntie.
This is hard. Oh, I just murdered somebody.
Yeah,
I didn't know where he was going with this part. Oh, okay. It's not my favorite part. But the first part was hard as hell, though. I mean, if Kanye really did that, I mean, that is pretty cool. I mean, he is a legend. I mean, who else would you want to do that to you? Free Yeezys for life? I would definitely let him. Uh-huh. I mean, he was married to Kim Kardashian at one point. Right? And now he's sucking you off? Come on, bro. This is the best of both worlds. Look at the news!
Breaking news, MK. Famous rapper and wanted murderer, MC Bloodstain, is currently in a high-speed chase/shootout with the police, and he has set an orphanage on fire. We have this exclusive video from his Instagram Live.
Yeah, y'all thought y'all was gonna catch me? It's MC Bloodstain, stupid bitch. Yeah, I killed that hoe. We catching more bodies all summer, nigga. I killed that bitch. Shot her in the ass, shot that nigga in his dick, and I burnt the orphanage. They came up with the kid. I'm shooting everybody. I'm about to shoot up this bitch in the interstate, G. Blip, 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 blip. Shooting up your mama. Shooting up the kid. Stupid bitch. Who gonna die tonight with me? Who wanna die tonight with me?
Oh, dude, he's so cool. I want to be like him when I grow up. What do you think's going to happen to him when they finally catch him? Oh, he's definitely getting the electric chair. Or a firing squad. Yeah, he'll probably go out in a blaze of glory like my boy Chris Dorner, though.
Hey, guys, what you doing?
Listening to MC Bloodstain's new song.
Oh, my God, he's such a good rapper.
Yep, the best of our generation. Yeah, generational talent. Like, literally, bar for bar, no rapper's better.
Hey, guys, old man.
They're listening to MC Bloodstain.
Oh, he's trash.
Shut your fucking mouth. Huh? Jeffy, there's no way you think MC Bloodstain is trash.
Yeah, he's garbage, Junior.
What? There's no way anyone's better than him. Who's a better rapper than MC Bloodstain?
Me.
You're not better than MC Bloodstain. You haven't released a song in over a year.
Well, I have one in my back pocket that I've been saving for a rainy day. It's on my secret YouTube channel called Jeffy Lace Piping Poopers 4297. You guys want to see it?
So you have an unreleased music video you've never showed us?
Yep.
Wait, let's see it.
All right, watch.
I smack my diaper. I smack my diaper. Nick, Nick, Penny, Wang, get my Tommy back. Reboot, Ben, Hanky, get my homie back. Fuck green beans, smoking dang pack. Fuck the police, they can steal up on my shack. Stepping on the beat, and I'm eating my meat. She told me rip it out, I said, show me your feet. Hit it on the first night, that's a meat break. She begging for more, I think she in heat. She wants what's in my diaper. That dot knows I'll never wipe her. She's so wet, needs windshield wipers. Fuck all that, I'll just pipe her. Mashed up like
Mysterio. Put a hole in your chest like Cheerio. Standing on your grave, not a single rose. When you mess with too much Jeffy, you'll overdose. Dance Jeffy, I'm going crazy. Puffing on awesome, my vision hazy. Diamond dance like Patrick Swayze. Program took that shit, don't play me. Made me, gave me, bitch gonna praise me. Check my bank account, I'm rich as Jay-Z. Hugged a girl when she obeys me. Put her on top because I'm lazy. Switch the flow, cause Jeffy is in control. Got a helmet on head and pencil and nose. I sell out every one of my shows. Fans go everywhere I go. When I meet them, they already know. My wrist is frozen, let it snow. That's your wife, but she's my hoe. She licked my tip like an ice cream cone. I ask her what flavor, but she don't know. I'll pop out rain or sleet or snow. When I'm on stage, I make that joke.
Just shit my pants. Just shit my pants. Knick knack patty whack, get my chromie back. Reboot band, had to get my homie back. Fuck green beans, smoking daddy pack. Fuck the police, they can chill up on my sack. Knick knack patty whack, get my chromie back. Reboot band, had to get my homie back. My verse so fire, gotta put it on a flat. Now everybody with me, hit that diaper stack.
Whoa!
Yeah, I fuck. I'm talking hose buttholes doing this fast as shit.
Oh my god, Jimmy, that was the greatest rap chat I ever heard!
Still not better than MC Bloodstain, though.
It was actually really good, though, Joseph. Like, Jimmy's really good at rapping. You should make an entire album like that.
Wait. Who the hell did y'all say is better than Luke T at rapping?
Jeffy released a new rap song and it's so good.
Oh hell nah, Jeffy's no way better than me! I just dropped a new music video on YouTube as well!
Well, I wanna see it.
Oh, I want your YouTube channel, I'll look it up for you.
Oh, look up the song Jesus by Lil T. You know who it is? It's Lil T! I'm stacking my Cinderella Oster, Provolone, Parmesan, and don't forget my cheddar! One is a 5G. Got me running to the cheddar like a drill is high me. All these honeys stuck together like that shit was Siamese. She flushing ass, I'm flushing cat. This ain't IG. Please don't touch my cheddar or my mozzarella. Hurricane make it rain, you just might need an umbrella. Feel like the mirror, cause you know I've been a good fella. Play with my cats and you see death just like Helen Keller. Brand new chick, she hella hot. Fell asleep in a melting pot. Had to kick her, I found her stealing. She was a selfish thought. Catch me in the strip club, throwing crap singles. Married to the money, so I ain't got time to mingle. She gon' let me touch her, but I am not Mr. Winkle. I be stacking cheddar, stacking cheddar on a different level. I be stacking cheddar on a different level. In the blue, Jesus off of me, that's a cheddar, please. In the blue, Jesus off of me, that's a cheddar, please.
It's Ray Cheesy, and too much cheese is a problem. Mix it with the bread, now I'm eating that ciabatta. Girls holler for the cheese, yeah, the dollar. Pockets on SUV, Nissan Armada. I've been blowing cash like an AC, yeah, that's HVAC. So much dirty money, I might need to get a Maytag. Chilling with my crackers on the beach, and we lay back. Please do not play Jack, I need my Monterey Jack. Ooh, this cheese is stinky, it's older than my OG. Okay. Just copped a brick of cheese, I'm ballin' like I'm Kobe. Pockets filled with Parmesan, your girl is getting nosy. Oh, no. She thicker than ricotta, I call her when I'm lonely.
Wow! That song was amazing! You made an entire song about cheese!
Yeah, it was sick as hell, wasn't it?
It was an amazing song.
Well, whose song is better?
Obviously mine!
False.
Obviously MC Bloodstain.
False.
I don't know, I like Little T's.
False.
You can't tell me my opinion's wrong, Jeffy.
False.
Okay, listen, how do we figure out which song out of the three is best? You know what? I'm gonna email all three songs to a record company and see which one they would pick up. Okay, I just emailed a really big record producer to find out who has the best song.
It's gonna be me!
false.
Well, well, well. Who was that that made that hard-ass song I found on YouTube? Man, I swear it was better than any Tupac song I ever heard.
Wait, what were the lyrics?
I think it was something about getting the chromosome back.
Oh, right here.
Oh, it's you. You the genius that made the song?
Yep. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Wait, so
me.
You like Jeffy's song more than anyone else's?
It was sick, but I like MC Bloodstain's song the most, to be honest with you. Man, it touched my heart. But that nigga going to jail for life. Or he might die. Who knows? So Jeffy's the next best option.
What about my song about cheese?
I'm lactose intolerant, bitch. All right, look. Where's your parents? I wanted to give you a world tour.
Where's that?
The world, dumbass.
Oh, well, they're downstairs. Follow me.
Okay.
Oh, Marvin, this donut looks so yummy.
Oh, I'm eat the whole thing.
Hold the fuck up! Why do you guys feed me green beans for dinner when you guys get this big-ass donut that's bigger than both your bodies?
It's not what it looks like.
Then you tell me what the fuck I'm looking at!
I think there's a sprinkle for vegan.
Hey there, Mrs. and Mr. Jeffy. How y'all doing?
Oh, my God, what do you want?
Oh, I just came to tell you about how talented your damn son is and how I want to take him on the world tour.
A world tour of what?
Of the world, dumbass. You know what the world is?
I know what the world is. But what would you want to take him on a world tour for? What would he be doing?
Because he's talented as hell. That boy can rap.
Oh, my God. We're not doing this rapping shit again. Jeffy, you're not going to be a rapper.
But, Danny, I got street cred. I sucked wiener for bus fare and then walked.
Mm-hmm.
He the new Kanye.
Listen, Jeffy, you have to have an actual future, not rapping.
But, Danny, I curb stomp hoes and I eat ham.
I think he means he goes ham.
I'll do whatever you want me to do to ham. Green eggs and ham.
See, that's that energy I need. That's what I'm talking about. Look, we only going to keep him for about 8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, 8 months.
Look, we're going to go in 8 months. We're going all over the world. We're going to stop at Bangkok first, and then we're going to Thailand. Hey, what's that place with all the ladyboys?
Thailand.
Oh, we're going back to Thailand. Circle back around that motherfucker like a roundabout. Oh, what's the place with all the little red dots that look like they're about to get assassinated?
India.
India, too. We got to stop and get some of that sloppy-ass food. Magnificent. Oh, yeah, and he's going to catch every STD known to man. He's going to live that real life, rock star lifestyle. Jay, please don't take this drink from me.
And all the hotel rooms smell like nothing but marijuana and stinky ass.
Stinky ass, Jay? Why you not want to live this life with me?
Listen, Jeffy, I am not going to allow you to do this. I say no.
Well, I'm 20 years old, and I can do what I want, so I'm going.
How would you guys be traveling the world?
It's a tour bus, duh.
But how you get to Thailand and Bangkok with a tour bus?
A really fast-ass tour bus that drive over water.
It does not drive on water.
I'm pretty sure it do. It's fast as hell.
Oh, let me see this stupid tour bus I can drive on water.
Hey, come on! See, your bus is right here, in your face all over that motherfucker.
This is not going to make it to Thailand. It's going to sink if you drive in the water.
It will make it. Haven't you ever heard of a magic school bus?
What the fuck? It's not a magic school bus.
Are there hoes on your bus?
Yes, it is. And cocaine.
Of course. Thank you, Father, for letting me live out my dreams of being a hood rat.
I do not want you to do this, Jeffy. I want you to come home and go to college.
No, I'm going to be a hood rat.
Have fun, Jeffy.
Thanks, Mommy. Mwah. If you need me, I'll be on the bus with my nose buried in hoes' buttholes.
God damn it.
Yeah, let's get the STDs.
Oh, my God.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to know what the best $30 I ever spent was?
What?
Sky Viper.
What is that? Is that a fan?
No, I already told you what it was. It's a Sky Viper. Check it out.
Whoa, dude, that looks like a spaceship.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah, you guys ready to...